Drew? Guys, where's Drew? Drew?
Hey, what's poppin', everybody? Sha!
This is one exhausted room.
We might be live in the Deals in the D.com studios. They might want to call something else today. I don't know. Plus, I have bleaching strips on my teeth right now. I was trying to kill a half an hour because we started 2 hours and 25 minutes late. I walked the dogs. I went to the mailbox. I did everything I could to kill
time. Those euphemisms?
No, I really did.
You put a Facebook post pleading for help?
We went over the top 500 Beatle records?
We did. Top 100.
But right. It was one of those things where it's like, oh, wait, but this. Oh, wait, but that. And we're doing all these different things. And I said, oh, let's try this. And Drew goes, do I have time to put my bleaching trays in? And boy, did you take a pound. You got quite defensive about it, too.
Still getting pounded.
No, I have to go to the dentist and my teeth are stained. I want to make them look a little better before I go to the dentist. So
do you cut your hair before you go to the barber? That's why you go to the dentist. They're supposed to clean it.
They looked really bad. They're stains. They're like coffee stains.
You do wash your hair before you go to the stain. Barber, though.
But I never understood
it's
why.
Mostly, it's coffee that, well, I'm sure cigarettes don't help either. But
look who's at the top of the steps looking down. The two of them.
Hey.
But why do so many people like floss their teeth before they go to the dentist? You're going to them for them to clean it.
They already
it's called
know
a you, cleaning.
They already know you didn't floss regularly.
I mean, you're supposed to do it every day anyway, but why would you do it the day you're going to the dentist?
What's wrong with bleaching my teeth?
It's a little vain.
A little vain not to want to have shit teeth? I mean, what's worse than somebody with disgusting, repulsive teeth? And to me, mine looked repulsive.
I like to put it in my mouth and taste it.
Hey, I'm not running around like Dave Kim claiming I have a 33-inch waist.
I love the deflection.
Well, I'm on an elliptical here.
I'm sorry, Dave.
Oh, yeah.
I love Dave.
Can I have the Dave Kim context, please? Because that sounds so weird that, Dave's in great shape. He's got a 33-inch waist. I'm like, what, Dave Kim? Is he announcing this daily, his waist size on Facebook? Or what's going on?
Yes. I'll see if I can bring up one of his tweets. Hold on.
Oh, he's tweeting out his waist size?
Yes.
Really?
Poor Dave.
A handsome man with a beautiful soul and a nicer penis.
I've got to take him down now. There's no other way to do it. We just must take him down a couple of notches.
I know you won't hear this because he's probably at the tanning salon.
He's Asian, though.
He was hot, wasn't he?
Wait, do Asians tan?
Why not?
I don't think so.
Why?
I don't know.
Sure they do.
I'm going to Google it.
True, you love Dave. He does a lot of stuff with, tweeting out his dog and everything.
Dave,
he's a big dog.
Dave.
He's a dog lover.
Dave's totally
Should we
cool.
call him?
He's top of the
Dave.
Line. Yeah, let's call him.
I want to know why he has a 33-inch waist. It sounds like he's making quite a bit of hay over his waist size.
Do you have his number, Brandon?
I should. Dave is our former coworker.
I have it if
anybody
you don't.
Didn't figure that one out.
It's funny, too. Dave Kim works for the Free Press now, does a lot of their interactive stuff online.
He's
so anytime I get mad at their website, I curse his name as if he has anything to do with it. But I hate how
he's so busy working on his waist size. He doesn't have time to screw around the website.
He did send me my contract for the Free Press Marathon. I've locked in another year of calling the Free Press Marathon coming up.
Are you going to mess it up again?
I hope so.
I hope so. Wow.
Okay, so anyway, this podcast, it might just be normal.
It might go into
Sounds
the
ether,
good. Too.
Sounds good. By the way, I bought myself another extra 15 minutes on the pickup here. I could say an extra 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's this computer's first day.
I know.
It is.
It's a problem. He's not going to end. He's probably like, why?
My first day.
That's the problem. Did everybody hear the problem there?
Yep. You can hear it really good there.
Dave is clearly
it's
working on
it. It's my first day.
He's doing some kind of crunches that decrease waist size. Or he's on the elliptical.
He did write something nice about Arts Beats and Eats, so a lot of people with our shirts on.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
Dave Kim.
I take it all back. Yeah. Wait, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Yeah, that's his name on Twitter.
Isn't that the
At
best?
At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Dave?
Hey, Dave. It's the Drew and Mike podcast. Thanks for the kind words on Twitter about our T-shirts.
Dave.
Hey, Dave.
I'm fascinated by how everyone knows your waist.
Dave.
Anyway, call Brandon or call the number back on the on your phone if you're not too busy working out.
Get off the elliptical and call us.
Thanks, Dave. Hope you're doing okay.
Well, he was just on the Facebook Live, so he's got his phone.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm kind of.
You think he's ducking us?
Yeah, well,
he doesn't know the number.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll text him and tell him to answer.
We do not want people to know the number.
No, I just
texted him
and said, you know,
who's that dude?
Hey, did anybody see the story that somebody's suggesting that we let off a hydrogen bomb to make the storm go away?
I saw that.
I was all pumped because I just saw the bomb documentary.
Wait, what?
To make the storm go away. To blow it up, basically.
Harvey?
Someone said to nuke it.
No. Irma.
Irma. Or Ira.
Oh, Irma.
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, I'm so confused. That would work?
Well, that was the question. I was so pumped, though. I mean, just the idea of me having my own little hydrogen bomb that I could take out in the desert sometime and blow. I was so psyched about these fucking trays.
I'm not a scientist, but I think that's a little short-sighted.
I didn't bring it up. Somebody else did, just passing it along.
Sending off a nuke to end a hurricane.
By the way, the NFL has canceled the Dolphin game. Not canceled it, but they're going to move it. But they might.
Oh, thank God.
They might postpone it. It is week one, Mark.
I was so worried.
It is week one.
What were the Dolphins and Bucks ever going to do?
What are they going to do?
Who cares?
Can't I just mention that that's part of the news day?
It's not the Lions. Lions.
I have to go rinse my mouth. Get rid of these things.
Gross.
I can't talk.
You're going to shave your pubes.
Yeah, bleach your butthole.
Anus.
Drew, don't go anywhere yet.
Do any every vein.
You got enough product?
I have a 35 waist, by the way.
Going to do 11 push-ups and 11 sit-ups. Drew's practicing for the birthday challenge, the old Madsen birthday challenge.
And what is
so
that?
Do you have to take off early?
Yeah, I have to leave soon.
What's going on? Why do you have to leave?
Because I have to. I have pickup at school. I mean, it's baseball practice. It's tonight volleyball gets out at a certain time. You know,
that sounds exhausting.
It kids sports will exhaust anyone.
No, thank you.
I'll have it one day.
I'm not doing it. No. Nope.
Charlotte will be kicking a ball somewhere.
Nah.
Playing soccer. Mm-hmm. For sure.
No, not gonna, I'm dad's not going to let her.
Yes, she will.
Is he an example for children?
Women are supposed to stick to foxy boxing and such.
Did you hear about Ronda Rousey?
Yeah. What she, man, did anybody fall as fast and as quick as she did?
But she's going to pick herself right back up.
With what?
WWE.
I'm boring.
I'm just saying.
It's kind of nice not having her around, I got to say. I didn't like how she dominated the market.
You think she jumped the shark after the Entourage movie?
Turtle? I mean, she was everywhere, and she was dominant for so long, and then bye-bye. I'm so lost on everything now because of the loss of show prep time, and there's nothing more exhausting than fighting with a computer for 5 hours.
You'll be going strong here any time now. You will. You almost got it. You got it. It sounds good.
No. There's still problems. It's not perfect.
Yeah, we still have a little bit of audio issues, so you might hear a little bit of...
So please, give us all the shitty feedback possible.
Yeah, there's a little bit of an echo that we're working on, but it's you know...
I just broke the internet.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
uh-oh.
The bat phone is ringing. Here it comes. Hey, Drew, the phone's ringing. Here,
Drew's busy trying to look hot.
Dave?
Dave?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Hey, Dave.
Been a while.
What's up, man?
What's up, brother? Everyone?
We were giving Drew a bunch of shit, and he immediately deflected it onto you.
It's because I broke your story about your 33 waist.
Hey, Dave.
Yes, sir.
How did the 33-inch waist get into? Did Maz? Yeah. How did you know about the 33-inch waist?
He tweeted it out.
I did do that. Now I
paying for it.
Now I'm all embarrassed by it now.
Why? I mean, you're in shape.
What was your previous?
I'm pretty goddamn proud.
What was your previous waist size?
Oh, man, I was up to like 36. Sometimes I had to do 38.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay. And you're a young guy. How old are you?
33.
Oh, wow. That's cool. That's cool. Are you going to get down to a 32 possibly?
That's the goal. If I can stop eating Krispy Kremes and shit like that.
What? So you're drinking 1%.
That's Seinfeld's. That's Jerry's waist size. He always had a 32 waist.
Oh, of course you would know that, man.
Of course I would.
No, what are you doing for working out? How are you getting your waist size down?
The elliptical.
People are asking about it.
He's on the elliptical.
They don't care.
Yeah, no, we totally do.
No, I'm actually serious. I'm doing 11 push-ups tomorrow. I did 10 today.
So if you want to come over and do push-ups and sit-ups, it's true.
Only 11, though.
As Maz said, I do the elliptical, and I also lift like a bro.
Oh.
And that's what I do.
How much
I
you lift?
What are you benching?
Yeah, how much you bench?
Well, actually, no, it's not much. I don't. I can probably do like 160. I got some work to do.
What are you doing off repetitions of?
Who's spotting you?
Okay, well, that sounds good. I guess I got to try the elliptical. I've never used an elliptical. Is that is that this thing?
No, it's like where your
legs are
like
moving,
skiing.
Your arms are moving, yeah. Everything's moving.
Oh, okay.
Your knees will thank you.
Will I feel terrible pain the first day afterwards? First day after I try it.
No, I don't. Well, I guess it depends on what you put on the resistance, but I don't think you should.
Resistance. Is resistance?
How soon will Drew be tweeting out his waistband?
God damn it! I miss you guys.
Hey, is this the ugliest response to that tweet that you've had yet?
What? Yes.
Somebody.
Even though, even when I posted that myself before even Matt made his comment, I to myself I went ooh.
I oohed him.
Well, 3 inches on a waist—that's a lot. I would be happy. I guess I would want people to know. I want girls to know.
Hang up the phone, Nancy boy. Save your money for when you call 1-900 make out with a guy.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave.
I was born with a 33 waist. I think.
Totally racist question. Do Asian people tan?
Yeah, I got a mean ass farmer's tan right now.
Okay, but no. Do you people go to the tanning booths?
Oh, go to the tanning salon. Yeah. No, I don't. Okay. Do that.
I mean, anybody can get burned by the sun. I mean, black people can get sunburns.
They can?
But if you get totally.
I don't fake and bake.
What if you get that waist down to a 31? You might go to a tanning salon, I bet.
Yeah.
GTL.
Just saying.
Dave Kim.
All right. Okay, Dave.
How often do you get a...
It was great seeing your guys' shirts all over the place at RC Denise. That was awesome.
Wow, that's cool. Thanks, people really made themselves known. That's wonderful. Hey, and thanks for tweeting that out. And sorry about all this abuse. We just had to give you a hard time about that.
It deflected it all off of Drew.
Yeah. It saved me from bleaching tray abuse, which was getting pretty bad, actually.
It was getting rough off
Dave, here. they're all very happy that you re-signed me to do the Free Press Marathon.
It's all about Tom.
Oh, absolutely. So this is kind of unrelated. I don't know if you're going to cut this out, but Drew, I saw your nephew Joe a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And he told me a story, and I think he texted you to confirm things.
Oh, yes. about someone.
I never knew that.
Yeah, it's about someone that we all know.
Do I know the story?
Having a little crying jag at work.
Secret.
Yeah, you guys know. You know. We'll get it out. One of these days it'll come out.
We write it down? Who
Yeah, I will.
Thanks, Dave. Now I'm horribly intrigued.
Yeah, this story that needs to get out at some point. All right, Dave. Hey, good luck, man. Thanks for the nice words and sorry about the abuse, but we just
no worries.
I needed to help me out of the bleaching tray thing.
See you, buddy.
Well done.
See you, Dave.
Bye.
Hey, I didn't hear an echo on Misha Barton.
This guy.
Oh, wait, what?
There were some tears.
What?
Some tears apparently at work.
Oh yeah, you know, I think I might have heard about that.
Good. Good.
Yeah. Joey remembers.
Super secret.
Kind of weird.
So secret.
But who why would we ever
Drew wrote
about
down
that?
Tom's name.
Why are
you so quiet? Why'd you get so quiet there?
Do you want to do your show and tell before you run out of time?
I can, yeah. That would be awesome.
Let me do this first.
I don't hear an echo on him.
I have a feeling this thing might sound okay.
Hey!
As you know, our studio sponsor, DealsInTheD.com, has several dealerships and brands for our Drew and Mike listeners to choose from. One that doesn't get enough attention is Zot M59 Toyota in Waterford. Not only do they have the same ridiculous deals you've come to expect from our friends at Zot, they also have a fully certified state-of-the-art body shop as well. I love that it's certified and state-of-the-art. So get to Zot M59 Dodge Ram in Highland, Zot M59.
I think this is ridiculous.
Chrysler Jeep in White Lake. Yeah, that's they're ridiculously fully certified and all that. Also, Zot M59 Toyota in Waterford, and of course, Zot Ford in Holly. Support our podcast while enjoying a world experience on your next new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV, only from dealsinthed.com.
It's really getting ridiculous.
Or go to www.droche and check out what Dr. Roche is doing.
Does he do any teeth whitening?
No, I don't think he does any teeth whitening. Although there, I think there are lasers for teeth
that
whitening
helped,
now.
That might have avoided you doing that tray tonight.
Oh, that's true. It's just, you know, some crap they sell at CVS, whatever.
Oh, it's good.
But actually, I didn't know stains were coming off.
Doesn't that make your teeth, like, more sensitive when you put that on?
Yeah, it's the second time I bleached them today, so... Yeah, they're feeling a little sensitive. Oh, I was trying to kill a half an hour. I thought if I put these things on, the podcast will
be ready.
Let me
see your teeth.
And I was right.
Nice.
They look, I swear to God, there were stains. They're gone. Three times I've done it.
Hmm.
So not that I'm endorsing them, because Greg doesn't do that. But they're doing $4,000 boobs. And they got this new Skin Tight, which is crazy. It cooks the skin, but it makes the collagen go crazy. And it takes care of wrinkles, and it tightens it up. And 10 inches off the thighs of this woman. Now, granted, she was a little heavy, but, you know, whatever. She wanted to get it done. She looks a lot better, and so do a lot of other people. I keep talking about the one picture of the girl. He still has not done a chest on a woman, but there is a before and after picture of a woman whose boobs raised, like, pretty significantly. Not that this girl looked bad with her boobs sagging a little bit, but they sag a lot less thanks to Skin Tight. So there you go.
It's all good.
Not to mention Diva Tight, G-Shots, all the good stuff they do at the offices of Dr. Roche. Call for a consult for any of their services, 248-338-1110, or go to www.droche and see what they're doing. Or call Luke Nowacki. Maybe you got an old 401k. Or maybe you're a Michigan State, Beaumont, or Bloomfield Hills school employee overwhelmed by your 403b retirement plan option. Or maybe you're a small business owner concerned about the rising costs of group health care, looking to start a company retirement plan or redesign your existing plan. Luke Nowacki's team, Nowacki, at NMFC Pinnacle Wealth Strategies. We got to give away his tickets.
Yeah.
Can help answer many of the questions you may have. Call his team, 248-663-4748. Learn about what retirement plan or health plan options may be available for your business. Security investment advisory services are offered through Signatory Investors Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor, 28411 Northwestern Highway, Southfield, 48034, 248-663-4700. There you go.
All right. Sponsors are in. Let's go home. No. I'm so burnt.
I know. It is true when you're expecting to start a certain time. We went into Riff and had problems at 6 o'clock once, and we started at like 6:50. Remember that? The phones didn't work.
Oh, yeah.
We were only 3 hours and 20 minutes behind.
Yeah, it's...
Phone lines are going crazy!
It is a little...
By the way, you know what happened 30 years ago today? A television, one of the best TV
30 years
shows
ago today, 1987.
One of the best
Cheer
TV
started?
Shows.
Cheer started?
No.
Ended.
Ended.
One of the best shows ever.
I have a
ended.
Feeling, Drew, it's not going to be one of the best shows.
It is.
It's not
be.
Batman. It's not
no.
MASH.
A-Team.
No.
It has something to do with music.
Oh, music. Huh? Music.
It has something to do with a countdown. As well, later on
Handstand?
In life.
Wait, Dave Clark? Oh,
I was right. It was not one of the best shows ever.
Yeah, Clark, damn right, yeah. American Bandstand was one of the best.
They lip synced.
It was one of the best shows.
John Travolta
ever.
Was on there singing, lip syncing.
Prince was on there. I thought he was a woman when he was on there.
Prince's that was not a very good appearance for Prince. He did. I think he did. I Want to Be Your Lover. Yeah, a lot of people were on there, but it was never a real high point musically. It was just lip syncing.
You didn't like American Bandstand?
Come on. What happened? I don't know. I just thought it was stupid. They got a lot of songs wrong, too. They'd give it a low grade, and it would be a huge hit, or they'd give it a big grade, and it would suck.
You didn't like Rate That Record? Rate a Record?
Crazy dancing, making my penis soft.
I wasn't real impressed with the Bandstand rating, put it that way.
Oh, well.
I don't know. It's just...
Sound like a mess of female animals loose here in the studio.
Good one, Clark.
Let me ask you something. Would you turn your head this way a second? Oh. Can you see that? Isn't that fascinating? How do you do that?
Curl it with a curling iron.
Oh, curl it. Okay.
Ask a dumb question.
Too boring.
A dumb answer. Yes. Would you hand that through to me? Don't put thumbs on it because it's all covered with wax. Because this is a fake.
Oh, okay.
Is this? Will this be, John? What the album cover will look like?
Yeah, it's like weird.
No. This is a blow up of the single jacket.
Is Travolta's mic
there
not
is an
on?
Album that was released 2 weeks ago, but at the time we did this, we did not have the album. This man you will recognize from Welcome Back, Kotter, is the man who plays Barbarino. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. John Travolta.
there's like one black dude in the crowd bored out of his mind.
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Dave Dozier.
Hey, hey.
Listen to JT.
Something she said has stuck in my head and I can't get away.
Is this a hit?
Yes. No.
Really?
Yes.
What's the name of it?
Let her in.
Let her in.
Oh, yeah. This was a hit, wasn't it?
I have it on 45.
What? Did you know when... Do you know that? I don't know if you ever heard this trivia about this song. Seriously, when he wrote it, the record label made him change it because it was originally.
What are you laughing?
Let him in.
Let him in. Yeah. You didn't know? I guess Tom knew that.
I did, Mark. Thank you. I saw that coming from.
Well, at least he was being real.
Back.
What? No, that's I'm reading it on Wikipedia right now.
That's great.
John Travolta's chart history. I'm going on the Billboard and. Oh, he's on the charts with Olivia.
He's up now.
I totally do. Oh, I mean, you. Yeah, yes, absolutely. And I'm going to do stuff to her, too, like touch her. Yeah, touch her and kiss her and touch her penis. I mean, no, not that.
You're the one that I want with Olivia Newton-John. It was number one in 70.
Yeah, right, it was.
Kind of let her in was number 10.
Oh, did it make number one?
No, no,
damn it.
No.
But right,
all strung out on you. That's about a dude.
Okay,
you have to say, that's why he used you because he didn't want to say her.
Hey, the record labels make me change everything. I gotta use a non-gender
pronoun. If I use
your
pronoun, then you know they don't know what your ass I'm going. I'm all into. Okay,
my pronouns can't be gender specific.
They don't know I'm strung out on your ass. And then whenever I'm away from you again, not away from him. Oh, Greased Lightning. With Olivia and John reached number 47. Oh, that was no him from the Grease soundtrack from the motion picture Grease.
Let's go back to the point that Tom said one of the greatest shows in TV history.
It was a long-running show. I think it started.
That doesn't make it good.
I'm not saying it's good either. It started in the late 50s, and he
from
did
Philly.
He did sink Jerry Lee Lewis, Jerry Lee Lewis, by not having him on after announcing he married his 13-year-old cousin.
Good job, Dick Clark.
Yeah, he sunk him good for about 10 years.
Of course, Barry Manilow wrote the American Bandstand song.
Barry Manilow did?
Yeah.
When did they start using that? Manilow wrote stuff in the... Because that show started in the late 50s, didn't it?
But they
in Philadelphia, and then it went national.
They used his song in the 70s. Hmm. And into the 80s, obviously.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification.
See if you remember this one.
We got one happen. Well, since
going
you bring
up and knock it off.
Such a great point. How about the day in rock?
There you go.
For the 6th of September, can you 10 people listening tell you this is a real shit show?
I think it's pretty good so far.
It's done better than I thought it would.
I mean, considering everything we've been under.
And you had Dave Kim on.
Technically, this is hour 5. Or four
show. I was pumped up to hear about Dave. I haven't seen Dave since he left work.
Since he was a 36 waist. You haven't seen him.
You wouldn't even recognize him today, Drew, if he turned sideways.
Well, I wouldn't be able to see him.
Yeah.
1956 on this day, The Kang, Elvis Presley, surprised Gladys with a pink Cadillac.
Oh, man.
Hey.
First Cadillac he would give away of many.
I've been shot.
Surprise, man.
What was his parting gifts?
The story. Yeah, well, he gave a lot of people, he loved giving people Cadillacs, even people that didn't want Cadillacs, like Mary Jenkins, who wanted a Pontiac. She said, "I'd better have a Pontiac." She was his cook that came up with the peanut butter nanner sandwich, and she described it many times on the WRF morning show. She's no longer with us, but he took her. He insisted she get a Cadillac because he didn't want to get her a Pontiac. He thought that was cheap. She brought her friend along because she was so excited. And Elvis said, "Well, what's your friend getting?" She's like, "Well, she's not getting anything." And he's, "Well, she can't not drive out of here or something." So Elvis got her friend a Cadillac,
that's
too.
Awesome. You know, when I see a car like this, first thing I do is I say, "Would you look at this?"
No, Elvis was really a good guy. I mean, for all the fun we make of him, he really was a sweet guy.
He was. He was. He was. He had,
what, he had a heart of gold.
If it wasn't for the,
he did.
If it wasn't for the colonel.
Yeah, the colonel. That's,
the colonel,
you know,
wrecked him.
Patrick has been sending me excerpts from his book,
mm-hmm.
and I've been laughing my ass off. he was explaining the Colonel's 50% why Elvis wasn't upset. Because when Elvis was playing with his band, with Scotty Moore, Scotty Moore said, hey, man, you're the singer. You got to take 50%. I was like, yeah, well, 50%, that's really good. So when the Colonel said he was taking 50%, Elvis thought that was normal.
Oh, wow, that's really dumb.
Because he still got 50%. He thought the 50% applied to every element of the business.
King.
No. He's such a nice guy.
That's embarrassing.
It's so stupid.
Poor Elvis.
Then the last thing, Pat.
Poor Elvis.
I just pulled
Pat. Had a rough life.
My phone. Well, he died at 42.
Died on the toilet, for Christ's sake.
Died on the toilet. That's right.
Speaking of toilet, that Tinder date gone bad story is just exploding all over the internet.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any word back from him, Joe? No? Okay. We'll get into that.
Still full.
This is from Patrick also. The first time Elvis brought a chick back to his hotel room for a show.
Oh, man, that's gross.
That peanut butter and banana sandwich.
The condom broke.
Oh, God.
So he called Scotty Moore, his guitarist, who told him he should take 50%.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Thank
all
you.
Done. All done.
And he said, meet me in the lobby, man. He told Moore what happened, and Moore said, well, you either marry the girl or get out of town quickly. Elvis chose option C, took her to the ER, and when they asked what she needed, Elvis said, she needs one of them douches quickly. It's been an accident.
We need a douche.
Stat.
He's like Larry
and
David.
He did a karate pose. Stat, man.
Emergency room for a douche.
I don't want to be anywhere near that, man.
Hey, I ain't going to the drugstore, Scotty. I'm taking emergency room. I want to make sure she gets a damn thing. What if she goes out the door and never does it? I want a nurse to be there and make sure it happens, man. He also revealed that, I should just have Patrick call in the great stories.
That's awesome.
Near as I can tell, Elvis started amphetamines at 19. His mom was always worrying while he was out of town on a gig, and doctors prescribed them to her. Elvis started taking them. He asked what they were for, and she said, they're for weight loss. I never want to embarrass you with my appearance. Which she looked like shit, by the way. So after a month of those first gigs and playing nightly, he took some from her and noticed that they gave him the energy he needed to perform on stage night after night. Little pills packed with energy, man. That's awesome. I love them pills. So where was I? Oh, Animals on this day, 1964, number one with House of the Rising Sun.
Great song.
1968, yeah, I heard my brother practicing on the guitar for about a month when he got his guitar. 1968, The Doors on Top of the Pops played Hello, I Love You, which would become a huge hit for them. And that was basically Jim Morrison wrote that after seeing a very hot girl on the beach and saying Hello, I Love You to her.
Well, how simple.
And he probably nailed her.
Probably.
He's Jim Morrison. I mean, Jim Morrison, it works. 1970.
I love you.
Jimi Hendrix's final appearance at the Isle of Fenmarn. That's not much of a name.
Never
Fenmarn?
Heard of that, yeah.
In Germany. He would die 12 days later on the 18th of September. Interesting, Janis Joplin also making history, and she died shortly after he did.
27 Club.
She started recording a Kris Kristofferson, Fred Foster song called Bein' Bobby McGee, which became a number one hit posthumously.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah, she the second one. She was dead when it came out. Yep.
Wow.
Dock of the Bay was the first one. Hers was the second.
That's the only song of hers I know. And she gets all this acclaim. Yeah. And I only know that one tune.
I'm with you.
No,
you
take another piece of my heart?
Yeah.
Piece of my heart?
That's right.
Piece of my heart.
Take another piece of my heart. Okay. Smell another whiff of
Otis,
my fart.
Otis Redding was dead as well?
Yes. He was.
Right there.
Yes. He was. And by the way, that's...
You probably know, isn't Try... Just a little bit harder. That's pretty well known. You would know that, Brandon.
Maybe. I don't know. I never understood the whole.
She's got a killer voice.
How grand she was.
Kris Kristofferson nailed her, too. Kris Kristofferson. I know. He had every chick on the planet. Why would he want to nail Janis Joplin? Jesus.
I didn't even know that dude was in music.
Who's that dude?
Because growing up, I always thought he was in movies and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. He wrote a lot of songs, actually. I bet you know other songs written by Kris Kristofferson.
I think he was in Blade.
I think
he was with Poison Ivy. Wasn't he in Poison Ivy or something? I might be thinking of a different dude. Maybe
no,
Tom
that's
Skerritt.
That's Tom Skerritt. That is.
I get those two mixed up a lot.
I'll give you a break on that. It's pretty easy to confuse those two.
They look alike.
Yeah.
Tom Skerritt's from Detroit, by the way. Fred Foster used to visit a friend of his, and the guy said that, you only come by here to see Bobby. who was, I think, the receptionist or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up writing the song, Me and Bobby McGee. Her name was not McGee. It was McKee, but he changed it to McGee. Chris did.
That's why he's a genius, because it sounds better. Much better than McGee.
It rhymes more.
You don't like her voice, Brandon?
No, I don't know. I guess it's too...
You're backtracking.
She's never really into it, though. And I never really thought she was hot.
No, she's gross.
She was never believed to be hot. That's why she was so great. She made it in spite of her looks. I mean, seriously.
You're right.
You know what, Drew? Back then, Twiggy, people like her, that was the look.
No, Janis Joplin did not have any look that anyone was after.
Her face.
Yeah, she had a pizza face.
But I've heard this song, like, I don't know, 25,000 times. And so I'm just not, I don't know, I'm not really into it.
Freedom means nothing left to lose. I mean, that's,
jeez, why do
that's
he,
a great
why
line.
Why do you freedom?
No.
You're not American.
I think you need to read some lyrics, man.
I'm sorry.
Like, you know, she probably gets 50% of every gig she does.
50, man.
She's a singer, man.
I love that Brandon made this statement, backtracked, and then is back at it. Back at it.
That's called passive aggressive, man. I've been in therapy.
I respect it. I just
no, he's backtracking again.
I just don't really like it. I never really liked her.
Well, she's not for you. I mean,
fine.
Not for everybody.
I mean, you're wrong. And
I totally forgot
fine.
That this was even.
Hey, what happened?
Chris Christopherson wrote a song for her and he nailed her. She must have been great in bed. What can I say?
You can see nudes of her.
A lot of people banged her.
Well,
wasn't that hard. I mean, apparently. I don't think she was terribly selective. She slept with girls, too.
She couldn't be.
No, or she... Well, she was. She had a number one hit, though, after she's dead. So, sleep with too many people after she died, I don't think. She would have, though.
Brandon's looking at all her nudes.
Yeah, you guys can see it now.
I don't want to see her nude. I've seen her nude. I don't want to see it again.
Oh, what did Christopherson do to the head?
Not bad. Check out the Monterey Pop Festival. She's got some great songs there.
Upper left.
What?
What did you say? It's just total. You search Janis Joplin nude, and then there's a total porn picture that pops up.
Oh, there always is.
I know, but why would that be tagged to it?
That was weird.
I don't know. Maybe we should start tagging our podcast with Janis Joplin nude and see if it'll pop up.
On this day in 1981, this is a long version of Today in Rock. Soft Cell's Tainted Love was number one. Where did our love go? Whatever happened to Soft Cell? Are they still around? Soft Cell still touring?
Weren't they a one-hit wonder?
Yes, I believe they were. Do they have embarrassing live performances we could look for on YouTube?
Yeah. I can't believe I got to leave now. I'm sorry.
See ya.
I know.
Where are you going,
Mass? No, go.
I got to pick up my daughter.
What do you mean?
Oh, man.
I know.
Who puts their kids first? Jesus.
Damn kids.
Do you really have to leave?
But what about...
Daughters look really cute, by the way.
Thank you.
Lily is 13 now?
Lily's 14. She'll be 15 in 2 weeks.
She's 14. She is pretty.
Thank you.
I mean, not that I'm surprised, but I'm just saying.
She started high school today. Lakeview.
Wow.
Go Huskies.
They're growing up awful fast, playing? If you ask me.
Oh, is that your... This is the Thomas Show and Tell music.
Just quickly, Drew, I want to show you these newspapers that our friend Lori brought us. You know our friend that we met?
Yeah, Lori Matasha.
Oh, so this is Lori's show and tell?
Lori gets another song on the show.
Lori and Anthony, her son.
Anthony, nice boy.
And she brought these
in. Not a boy, he's a man, damn it.
He's a man.
Angela.
I don't want to rip these apart.
Wow, this is the 68 World Series special.
68 World Series, and below it is the 84 newspaper, and she wanted us to have them.
Holy shit.
She gave this to you?
Yeah.
Was she cleaning out her basement?
No. She's a newspaper collector.
Very nice. Did this fail to bring much on YouTube?
She's a newspaper collector. She loves collecting newspapers and magazines, just like me.
I think old newspapers are cool, I admit. I would probably read this thing.
I mean, you can read this thing cover to cover and enjoy it.
Is this the preview of the series? Oh, it is. Yeah, September 29th. It's before the series because Bob Gibson and Denny McClain are in the drawing there.
How about that? There's Busch Stadium. There's Tiger Stadium.
Sweet.
And there's the 84
newspapers. Pause on the side there.
Yep. He wasn't called Pause then.
What was he called?
I don't think he had a name.
Well, he could have.
A correction.
It's okay. Not a problem. I'm going to save this portion of Show and Tell.
What?
No, we stopped this day in rock.
No,
stop this day in rock already.
Fine.
Speaking of recycling, when is Tom going to bring those papers back? I predict you put them in the basement and find them in a few weeks.
Which papers?
Those ones.
What do you mean, where am I going to find them?
Some people are saying there will be recycled show and tell eventually.
That's what I mean.
That's not very nice.
Of those people, whoever those people are.
All right, I brought this in.
Oh, cool. What is it?
Drew, would you like
I thought it was TNT or
would
something.
Would you like to explain what this is?
It's an 8-track player.
From Panasonic. Look at that.
Oh,
sucker.
That's how you click the track?
Yeah, I've never.
No, it's got, yeah, it's got a thing like pushing down to make dynamite go off.
Yeah, those a plunger.
To make the track click.
I've never seen a portable one. Oh, he brought his 8-track.
What, does this work?
Yes.
Love anything.
No. It has worked until, of course, last night when I put something in it and it didn't work.
Did it eat it?
It just didn't do anything.
We were talking earlier about the Beatles Top 100 on Sirius Radio over the weekend, and Abbey Road used to click track in the middle of the Sun King medley. It would go chunk chunk, and it would be in the middle of, you know, like,
and then it would skip the song,
slumbers,
right? Would
skip chunk the song? Chunk, fill your eyes. I mean, it was like that. It was that bad.
I love anything that's old.
But 8-Track did that all the time. They would click, they would ka-chunk in the middle of a song if, you know, there's a long, really long song on the album and it didn't fit on the track. Because there were four tracks. The album was split into four places, basically, right?
Yep. Yeah, so look, the Knack.
I guarantee somebody's going to send me an email. Get the Knack. Yeah. My Sharona. Is Good Girls Don't on there, too?
Here's the My best Sharona of the RP. Doors.
No, Good Girls Don't was on another record. Oh, yeah, no, it is on there. Whoa. Gene Pitney sings Burt Bacharach. Is that yours?
I don't know how I got that.
Exotic guitars, all-time guitar hits.
Look at this one. Look at Hey Jude.
Oh, yeah. This is the one that they threw all the singles that weren't on albums onto this. These songs were not on an album. Paperback Writer, Don't Let Me Down, Lady Madonna, Hey Jude, Rain, Revolution, Ballad of John and Yoko, Can't Buy Me Love, I Should Have Known Better, and Old Brown Shoe.
Put it in there.
None of them were on a Beatles album.
Crank it.
Which way? This way?
Yeah.
Is that the right way? You sure that's the right way?
Whoa.
Oh, wow, jeez.
Volume's up to 8. Huh?
Do you need to, like, plug it in? Or?
That's what I was looking
need
for.
Batteries?
Needs a plug.
9-volt. We don't have an
look
adapter.
How it changes the numbers.
Look at how it changes the numbers.
That's track 4. We'd be listening to Old Brown Shoe right now if it worked. Layla's fascinated. She's looking up here like, what the hell's going on up there? Is that food that guy brought out?
That guy.
Well, that was cool, man. Guitar Hits, by the way, has Raunchy on it, which is the song that George Harrison played for John Lennon when Paul McCartney lobbied to get George in the Beatles.
Really?
He played Raunchy, and Lennon was impressed. Got him in the band. And George brought Ringo into the Beatles. That's the beauty of the Beatles. John brought in Paul. Paul brought in George. George brought in Ringo.
That's sweet.
The Mark Lewisohn book points that out.
And Pete Best.
Pete Best was tossed because he chased pussy alone.
How about Peter Asher?
John, Paul, and George were a team out getting drunk and then chasing pussy. Pete Best liked being on his own.
How about Peter
Asher?
How about Peter Asher?
Peter Asher did the Beatles Top 100 Countdown over the weekend. Maz and I felt that he had his own penis in his mouth quite a bit of the time.
I'm surprised he could even talk.
Yeah, the Top 100 Countdown was more about Peter Asher than the Beatles. He's Jane Asher's brother. Yeah, that's Paul, George, and Ringo, isn't it?
Yeah, I think this is from
Anthology.
Anthology, yeah.
I like your 8-track machine.
Thank you.
It's a piece of crap. It doesn't work.
Tom forgot his crystals.
Again.
Really? This is his audition to get in the Beatles? It seems kind of weak if you think about it. It was
1958.
No, I know, but... Oh, there he goes.
George had a lot of records, too. You know, it was hard to get records in Liverpool. It was a port, and... The sailors would bring in American records, and they would sell them to people. The record shops would not have American records a lot of time. And Paul McCartney and John Lennon didn't have a lot of money. George Harrison had more money. Mm-hmm. I think both his parents worked. Let's see, what else? 1985, Desperately Seeking Susan came out, starring Madonna and Rosanna Arquette. I loved Rosanna Arquette. I just thought she was a knockout.
Doll. Oh.
Wasn't she cute?
Oh, yeah.
Great tits, too. Oh, my God.
What was Madonna's big song from that?
Wait.
What year?
Crazy for You? No. No, that was in the wrestling movie.
There was so many.
From Death that? Seeking Susan. Was it? Oh, wait. Get Into the Groove?
Yeah.
Yep, yes. Yep, yep. Yeah. That's not a bad song, actually.
Oh, really?
It's a great song.
Is that what you're going to dance around to with your bleaching
teeth? If you're bleaching your teeth, it's not a bad song to listen to.
In your anus.
In your anus. This is a perfect anal bleaching song.
Don't give me ideas, Brandon. Got extra strips.
Next thing you know, someone's going to walk into the house. There's gonna be, this is going to be Craig. Drew's feet in the air.
Laugh out of Joe. What's so funny? Like some of her early songs.
They're not bad.
Yeah.
No.
Anna.
Crazy for You is a good song.
Yeah. My mom always hated Madonna. She's a good dancer, but she can't sing.
At least she has an opinion. Originally, filmmakers wanted Diane Keaton and Goldie Hawn for that movie.
I could see that.
See Diane Keaton.
Yeah.
Not Goldie?
Maybe. I could see it. In 85, I could see it.
Goldie will show our goods off.
When are they going to remake this movie? Seems like every movie's being remade.
Probably soon. It's 32 years. Why not?
With Taylor Swift and Kristen Stewart.
You like Taylor's new song?
No. Which one?
Her latest one that came out with the video, and it's got all this.
Well, she released another one over the weekend. We'd be up on T-Swift news.
My daughters played it for me this morning on the way when I was taking them to school.
Saw a very passionate post from Tony Z.
Oh, really?
About Taylor Swift.
Is he gone over the edge with Taylor Swift, possibly?
No, he's still on Team Taylor all the way.
Wow.
And, you know, Tony's not afraid to speak his mind. I love that about him. He was talking, you know, Taylor got a lot of shit for her ticket sales, and you have to buy other Taylor Swift merchandise.
Oh, are you kidding?
She's getting a ton of shit for it.
Well, she's not making enough money, I guess.
No, but she
should get shit for that. That's terrible.
It's under the guise of she wants real fans to go to the show, but and not broke
her.
Not brokers.
Fuck her.
But now, as Tony Z would say, he goes, "This is capitalism at its finest."
You know, that's so, in other words, she gets to make more money off her real fans, or the brokers can just charge more by buying the merchandise too.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. It basically ups the price of the ticket to the real fans. That's all that does. It makes her more money, so well, I see right through her shit.
That's been the biggest complaint about her. She also...
Fuck you, Taylor Swift, you dumb
shit.
She
also trademarked a few phrases from the new album, like she did last time, too.
Oh, please.
Here's Taylor Swift's trademarks. The old Taylor can't come to the phone right now. That has been trademarked.
That one's dead, right?
And Look What You Made Me Do, because that's the new song.
Oh, yeah. No one's ever said that before.
How can she trademark that phrase?
That's ridiculous. I would think a court would throw that out, and there's something in Today in Rock that will address that.
Oh, interesting.
On this day in 1990, Tom Fogerty, John Fogerty's brother, who was a rhythm guitarist in CCR, died of AIDS. I'm not joking. He had a blood transfusion.
And a car accident?
AIDS. He really didn't know. The actual cause of death was a car accident. He was unable to control the car because he was declining weight.
And he had AIDS.
This has to stop.
He spun out of control.
This is getting terrible.
And when he had those AIDS,
I declare it to be horrible.
Well, I mean, if people are dying, it's a horrific disease.
It is
people are dying
horrible.
Of it.
What's worse is they should not be driving.
or develop a massive drug. Well, no, they shouldn't develop a massive drug habit if they have AIDS. Why
he
not?
He did die of AIDS. I'm serious. He really did. Well, no, he didn't. The car, the accident. He died of AIDS. Let's just leave it at that.
Those
he
AIDS.
He really did. And that's not funny. It was very tragic.
Rest in peace. Too soon.
What
Too
year
soon.
Was that?
Too soon.
1990. It was 27 years ago. I don't know the time.
It's terrible.
1997, Elton John recorded.
What kind of car was he driving?
He's driving a Cadillac, actually.
1989? What was it?
I think it was an 86 because CCR was kind of, the sales were declining. You know.
Was it a 300-pound
car?
It was a DeVille, yes. And it was hard, you know, it had great.
Resale value?
No. It handled really well, but he was so light, he just couldn't barely turn the wheel. And so he didn't make it all the way, and he hit a tree on the corner. And
he was weak.
Went through the wheel. Yeah, very weak. Good.
It's horrible.
People were very sad about it. For any reasons. On this day in 97, Elton John recorded Goodbye, England's Rose. Which just continuing the devastation. Yeah, because it was so popular from the service, people had to have a copy of the terrible song. And by the way, if I earn one more word about this new brat, who cares?
Oh, I know. Although, well, never mind. I was going to repeat what I told you earlier today. The one interesting thing about this new brat.
Is what?
Well, I don't know. It's no, because there really is nothing interesting about
There's
it. Except
nothing.
Harry keeps getting bumped down. And if he gets bumped down to seventh, he doesn't have to ask the Queen to get married.
He does not have to ask the Queen anyway.
I know.
They are not special people.
True, that's the thing. He does. It's the law in the United Kingdom. If you're in secession,
well, then he can
come
to America, and somebody will let him get married.
Knock it off.
God, this stupid song.
I still maintain he wrote this quicker than Mitch Albom writes a musical.
I agree. Maybe Mitch wrote it. Flying over there for the service. No, he wouldn't need that
He
long.
Wrote it before takeoff.
Aerosmith, first number one on this day in 1998. Don't want to miss a thing. Really? All the great songs they had, that was their first number one. Yeah, I got to look up their chart success.
That's They didn't write that one, though, right?
Diane Warren wrote it, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, how embarrassing they were doing a Diane Warren song. That's criminal.
Do they perform that live? They don't perform.
They do. They do. I've seen them play.
And I like Aerosmith, but why that song?
Heather Mills got $50,000 on this day in 2002 over a libel case against the Sunday Mirror.
Can you say libel?
She said she. They said she stole money from a charity. Was not true. 2006, Victor Willis. Anybody know who Victor Willis is?
Negative.
Victor Buono, yes. King Tut.
From The Village People, Victor Willis.
Oh.
The cop.
The cop.
Got 3 years probation for drug offenses 11 years ago today. And 2008, Great White agreed to pay $1 million to victims, relatives.
Wow, the station.
And survivors of a fire at the Station nightclub in Rhode Island.
Wow. That's a wild story. Remember all the bodies piled up at the door?
It's awful.
And the video of how quick it went up.
What year was this?
2003 was the fire. 2008 was the settlement.
Do you remember?
Of course, they were able to play for those 15 people after that arena football game to help make some of that money back.
That's good.
That was the worst.
Do you remember who we had in studio? Like 2 days after, a day after, who started throwing jokes around about it?
Was that Greg Giraldo?
Bobcat.
Oh, Bobcat. That's right.
A little uncomfortable. All right. What do you think their number two highest charting song is for Aerosmith?
I'm going to say... No More, No More.
Negative.
Crazy.
Dude Looks Like a Lady. I'm saying before this in 98, they said it was the first number one they had. So I was thinking of songs that did not make it to the top prior to that.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what you think is number two. Like, are their highest charting song
besides
this? Are
we talking pre-98?
Pre-98, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say Dude Looks Like a Lady.
That hit 14. Four on the rock chart, 14 overall. You're in the right time
period.
Love
in an elevator?
You're in the right time period. That was fifth. That's a great song, too. I like all these songs.
Is something on Permanent Vacation?
Walk This Way?
Permanent Vacation.
Oh, Walk This Way.
No, yeah. It's not Walk This Way.
No.
I don't think so.
Dream On!
Oh, maybe it is Walk This Way, because I don't even see that on the list here.
I give up.
Number three in 1988 was Angel. I know.
Jesus.
Another snooze.
They have so many great songs.
Mm-hmm.
I love Seasons of Wither. 2011, California judge ruled Madonna did not hold trademark for the term Material Girl because of the song. A clothier was using the term Material Girl, and Madonna sued them.
That's why Taylor Swift has been so quick to jump on these phrases. Because of what happened to Madonna.
I don't understand how she can... Trademark.
I think Mag's what you made me do right here underneath my step, underneath my feet.
Trust me, he is.
Oh, Mag's was hit and ran.
He doesn't run.
All right.
Hit and waddled.
Make sure I get this in before we.
I think that was a record. That was like 38 things today in rock.
How far are we?
No, it just took a long time because there was a lot in between.
Yeah.
What are we in? 5 hours now?
Yeah.
I don't even think we've been, 40 minutes?
Totally forgot what we were going to talk about today.
I don't even know what happened.
Completely lost track of time. David Hall, mortgage rates and programs are constantly changing unless you are paying close attention. You could be missing out on the opportunity to save money monthly, reduce the interest rate over the term of your loan, maybe even purchase your dream home. Just click on the Hall Financial logo on the Drew and Mike Podcast webpage and fill out the online form. No obligation. Remember, go to the website, drewandmikepodcast.com. Click on the link to Hall Financial. It's just for Drew and Mike listeners. Or call 248-308-5000. Make sure you tell them Drew and Mike sent you. Restrictions apply. A Michigan licensed broker, lender, NMLS number 1467435. And then, Maz, what should I tell them about Zot Ford? Your copy is old.
Our copy is old.
Talks about all those great deals.
That's because today is the last day of the month officially.
Right.
For August. So September starts tomorrow. Wednesday.
Are there new deals? Are these old ones in effect still?
The old deals are still in effect, but you know they might go up a little bit, but not that much.
So
we still have a lot of dealer cash to give out and as rebates. And if I can get Brandon out of his truck, I can get anybody in a good deal. I promise you that.
So what happened? They said they had not sold enough vehicles and they needed your help. Did they get the help they needed?
They did need help, and we were putting some cars over the curb today when I was leaving for the podcast about 8 hours ago.
Sweet. Okay.
We were up until 9 tonight, and of course I left early to come to the podcast. So I'm sure they ended the month the way they wanted to. There's still some really great deals out there.
Is your daughter sitting outside waiting for
you? No, my wife picked up the pieces.
She was able to get over there.
There's the MVP of today.
Kathy pulled it.
Kathy.
Sweet.
Pulled a winner.
You can still lease a new 17 Ford Taurus. It might not be the price I gave you yesterday, but as Matt said, it might be just a little higher. Or 17 Ford Edge. Do they still need to stock up their pre-owned inventory?
Oh, big time.
They do.
Yes.
They might not pay you.
Tell you what happened because of the flooding, because of the hurricanes and everything. How many cars were lost?
A million.
Oh, yeah, a million cars.
More now. It's even gone up. We saw pictures of some of these guys. Where
is this inside scoop, by the way, that I would not know unless I was talking to you right now?
No, I'm sure it's out there for all the charity that's
like
out
something,
there.
It sounded like something you got at a meeting today at Zot Ford.
Well, no, we did get a picture sent around because they're asking for donations.
I didn't get
for
the picture. Nobody sent me the picture.
You don't work there.
I probably should have brought the picture for you to look at because these guys, when they're off from work, they don't get a penny because they're working on commission. Yeah. These
sales staff.
Yeah.
Man. Oh yeah. That's
they're working on nothing.
Wow.
And it looks like part of the ocean is where these dealerships are. It's everything is underwater.
All I know is Strahan today was in a school gym and the whole floor was warped so much so there were fish swimming. Did you see that?
Unbelievable.
He is the worst.
By the way, he is the worst. Why are they acting like he's so involved in this when he would not leave his vacation to come back? It's over.
I love the fact that we know he was on vacation. He was on a safari for a week.
It was
and
such
on a
bullshit.
Yacht for a week. And now he's Mr. Hometown Hero helping people.
It's so stupid. And he's part of that telethon a week from today.
Oh, yeah. Did you see the full lineup for that?
Yeah. There were people in there. I don't even know who they are.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Was that
Carly nice? Somebody? Carly Cross? Yes, Layla. Listen to Layla. Her mouth, she makes into so much noise.
Layla burped again.
Hi.
Say something.
Listen to her. She just makes noises.
She's breathing.
I'd make a noise, too, if I was being held like that.
Her digestive system is real noisy.
Her digestive system.
Mike, her belly.
Yeah, you can hear.
I hear belly on it.
Hey. She quieted down. Okay.
I always think of Norm MacDonald in Dirty Work.
Hey, you think he's got his finger in that dog's butt?
Gross. Yeah, there you can hear. She's still doing it. Hey, Layla. I'm telling you, this dog is, it just sits there and it makes noise.
Come on, do it.
It's got a fucked up digestive system or something. I don't know.
Boring.
Sorry.
Give you a minute to think it over.
Okay. The list of the people.
Mitch, doesn't it seem like, by the way, you're right, he's definitely doing that dog. Doesn't it seem like we're getting into something?
Okay, here's the list. Oprah, Beyonce, yes. George Clooney, Jamie Foxx.
Boring, 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 boring.
Carly Cross? Kloss?
It must be a country.
It's Carly Kloss. Okay, Matt Lauer. Really? Rob Lowe, McConaughey, Nora O'Donnell, Dennis Quaid, Julia Roberts, Kelly Rowland.
Yeah.
Who's that dude?
From Destiny's Child, Beyonce.
But the other two, nobody
They're from Houston. Yeah, where's Beyonce?
She's there. She's the second person.
Where's the other Destiny's Child chick?
I don't know. Kelly Rowland, though, isn't it like, we don't need you, we've got Beyonce?
Yeah.
Sort of like that?
Yeah.
Adam Sandler. Ryan Seacrest?
Out.
Really?
Oh, why?
Come on, he's tanking the ratings on Kelly and Ryan.
No, it's her fault.
He's going to tank this broadcast.
Did you see who guest hosted with him maybe 2 weeks ago?
Who?
I did.
Kardashian.
I almost threw up.
Kim Kardashian. It was so bad it was kind of watchable, but then it was just pissing me off.
I love that Sharon Osbourne called her a whore.
She's a whore.
No, I know. What does she do? Nothing.
She had a sex tape and got really famous.
Michael Strahan, Blake Shelton, George Strait, Barbara Streisand. I think she would do such a good job of relating this situation.
Yeah, right.
Oprah and Reese Witherspoon. I just think that list, half these people don't belong in something like this. I'd rather see people who are actually affected by the flood talk about it. I think they'd do much better.
Barbara Streisand?
Really?
Wants to see her anyway.
Chris Christopherson and her had a little thing back in the 70s.
God, he's got bad taste in women.
Does.
Janis Joplin and then Babs.
You see who's the organizer of this mega event?
Who is?
Scooter Braun.
That's Justin Bieber's guy.
Oh.
And Ariana Grande's guy. He's the one that did the Manchester thing.
Oh, good for him.
He was up there.
He's great on tragedies.
Yeah, he really knows how to cash in.
He sure does.
I don't know, whatever. When are they going to reunite Kanye and Mike Myers?
I guess Kanye and who?
Kanye's not invited.
Mike Myers. George Bush doesn't get. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Once again, Tom retreats his head into his hand.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Yeah,
so I had somebody on Saturday at Arts Pizza Needs to tell me to stop being so mean to Tom. Like, I'm not mean to him. Am I mean to you?
Thank you, everybody.
Oh!
I was very pleased, Mark, to see that the racial slurs on the Rock at U of M were painted over.
Yes.
And that the chief diversity officer apologized. Yeah, why doesn't he get fired then if he did it?
Oh, he apologized on behalf.
Well, he must have done it.
What's he apologizing for? Yeah.
By the way, how easy a gig is that? You count people? Not enough black people. Not enough Latinos.
Did you see the...
What does a chief diversity officer do all day?
Well, they're in charge of making the place more diverse.
So they just call meetings all day?
Yeah.
Waste people's time?
I know somebody on the diversity council.
Who, Tom Goss?
I can't believe
the stories are
fake. Profession has what no one else could do that couldn't be part of anyone else's job. It has to be someone working on it all day.
The stories of the diversity council is pretty interesting.
Oh, I'm sure.
There is some sound things being said by minorities that are on the diversity council, so it's not all insane.
Well, I got to tell you, I think all of this business is getting beyond insane. I can't stand reading Rochelle Riley or Stephen Henderson, and their BS about Kid Rock is making me puke, and everyone else who reads the newspaper is also puking. If you read the comments, they have zero support. Zero.
Yeah, of course.
Zero.
Well, today...
They declare things to be in Kid Rock's mind.
Horrible.
They read his mind, apparently. The dog whistle racism. What is dog whistle racism?
I don't know.
Why?
Well, in other words, you can't hear it, but they can.
If you like Donald, well, yeah, you can't hear it, but they can.
Yeah.
Really? So he doesn't have to say anything.
No.
And they know he's a racist.
I like that she said that he's a distraction. It's not about him, by talking about him in her column today.
Yeah. Kid Rock has the right to speak how he chooses, and how he has chosen recently is to align himself with a president who's pretending his behavior isn't empowering white supremacists.
What?
You're not allowed to support the president of the United States who was elected by this country? And I'm not saying this president doesn't have problems, but I'm just saying, if you support him, you're a racist and you can't open LCA. Okay.
It opened officially today, by the way. They cut the ribbon.
That was exciting.
I thought so.
Mickey Redmond was spotted in the stand.
I'm not allowed to stand up for myself? I thought this was America. Huh? Isn't this America? I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
Kid also denounced in vulgar fashion Colin Kaepernick for not standing during the national anthem to protest police abuse and unequal treatment of blacks. No, it has nothing to do with police abuse or unequal treatment.
Stand up for your national anthem.
He denounced him for not standing during the national anthem, not because you don't know what's in his brain. I do. And I can tell you, it was not because of unequal treatments of blacks in America. That is not why he criticized Colin Kaepernick, who, by the way, also...
I thought I was in America. What, is this a communist country or something? No, this is America.
She leaves out that Colin Kaepernick wears the police as pigs socks. She leaves that out, but she throws things in about Kid Rock that she doesn't know. If kids, let's see.
That's why the Superstation brought her in.
If kids' attack wasn't because Kaepernick was black, is that what his attack was for? By the way, I don't even think of Colin Kaepernick as black for some reason. I don't know why. When I think of him, I don't think of black man because he's...
Well, he's black.
Skin. I don't know. I just know. I know white, he is. I know he's half black. Isn't he half black?
His parents are white that adopted him.
Is he 100% black?
I don't know biologically.
Isn't he light-skinned?
No. I don't see color.
Can we get a verification that he's light-skinned?
Yes,
he's not.
Yes.
I think okay. He's mixed.
That's what I think, too. I don't care. I'm just saying.
As they say on Seinfeld, you think we really should be talking about this?
Are you uncomfortable?
No, it was a joke. It was.
I know.
Sorry.
It's okay.
My bad.
You're Syrian. You're a minority.
I am. I'm totally. I wish there was a checkbox.
This one is so sensitive.
I'm Arab American.
You know, I'm sorry if I offended you. I didn't know you were so sensitive. Sorry if I offended you.
Do you know how many people have said that they thought Maz was either Italian? That's a big one. I'm not surprised by that. Or black.
Steve Gabara thought I was. My old boss.
Black?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You were minority hire?
He thought I was.
You got fucked on that one.
I was a minority hire.
Well, that's good. He's hiring people without seeing them.
He was black.
He doesn't see color.
You mean I'm not white?
That was prior,
right? Just finished Rochelle Riley's ridiculous statement. If kids' attack wasn't because Kaepernick was black, I wish he had said, fuck Ray Rice when he punched his fiance.
Maybe he did.
Is she this stupid?
She's
really?
A goofus.
She's worse than a goofus. I'd rather read why it hasn't created... is she talking about LCA statement? I'd rather read why it hasn't created centers to train the Detroiters it needs to fill the jobs it has rather than continue to not meet hiring promises it made when Detroit agreed to the public funds. Okay, Rochelle, there aren't enough people in the trades. Did you know that? And by the way, then continue to not meet hiring promises it made when Detroit agreed to the public funds. Where's Robert Davis? Oh, whatever, Robert Davis. We know who that is. Does she maybe ever wonder why there aren't enough people in these trades? Does it have anything to do with the lack of education of people in Detroit, the illiteracy? Is this something that maybe is a problem in some of the homes there? I mean, do we always have to blame the Illiches for Detroit's problems? Is it really the people that are trying to build things? Is it their fault, their problem? Or is maybe there a deeper problem than that that needs solving as to why there aren't enough people in the trades that they cannot hire 50%, which they promised to do, and instead they're having workers move to Detroit so they can get closer to the number, and they pay these huge fines, and training programs are set up. And by the way, these are not the first training programs that people haven't signed up for.
Do you think there's institutionalized racism in general? In general.
Explain.
Well, where it's not necessarily blatant, but because maybe one group started behind the curve than other people. So they're set back.
There are multiple groups that have experienced racism in America.
Sure. My point being,
why do Asians do so well? Can somebody explain that to me?
Ask Dave Kim.
Let's call him back. Do they tan? But what I mean by that is I'm sure these people would think that. I don't think it helps move that forward or fixing this massive.
Wait, what about like truancy and things like that? I mean, the schools in Detroit are shit, I know, but what about all the single moms in all these black homes? I mean, does anyone ever talk about this stuff? I'm not trying to pick on anyone. I'm just saying I always get the feeling that it's always white people's fault.
That would be institutionalized racism.
I'm not saying institutionalized. All know that black started behind the curve. We know that.
I'm trying to agree with you. My point being, when they point the finger at people like Kid Rock.
Has Kid Rock done something to hurt black people, by the way, besides what she says he did? Does he hold black people back?
No, not at all. But no, not at all. My point being that I don't think they're doing themselves or the community any help by pointing the finger at him
or the Illiches.
No, they're
or Dan
making
Gilbert,
people mad. They're
or
angering
suburbanites.
They're angering
or like
the
that,
other
as
side.
Opposed to fixing the problem. I'm agreeing with you.
And also, when they kiss Coleman Young's ass when he was brought up on Little Rip.
Who? What's his name?
Coleman Young.
The original.
The original Coleman Young. Yeah.
Yeah.
Langdon. Yeah. I know Charlie's name. Charlie brought up Coleman Young and said, well, wasn't Coleman Young divisive? Oh, no. He was a uniter. Oh, but dismissed. Just like that. Dismissed. By the way, if Michael Jackson opened up at this arena, I know I said this yesterday, would Rochelle Riley be complaining about Michael Jackson and his sleeping with 12-year-olds and giving alcohol to 12-year-olds? Would she say anything about that?
That would be very mean. If she did.
She wouldn't.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
She
wouldn't.
Not only that, they're ruining.
By the way, she mentioned that she went to R. Kelly and screamed like a teenager in her story.
Did.
She did. I couldn't fucking believe the hypocrisy. Wait. It's okay to have a cult of women, black women, by the way, of 16 or underage sex. That's okay. It's okay to go spend your money on that, but it's not okay to go see Kid Rock at the first show at LCA. Are you fucking kidding me?
Hulk, explain that? Poor Layla. Oh, poor you. Layla's still on your left.
Left to the right. Right there.
Layla's going to be a victim of the Hulk.
I'm sorry, Layla. I'm sorry. I didn't know what was happening.
At the risk of bringing the Hulk back out again, did you see the story about Wayne State?
Yes, I did.
There's a really interesting thing in this because, you know, Reverend Charles Williams II of the National Action Network is being quoted in this about how Wayne State's always had a wall around it. It's been disconnected from the city for too long. They want to tear it down and, you know, they need to have more black people from the city go to Wayne State. And Wayne State's like,
Wayne State has a wall around it. Really?
Wayne State wants... They want more.
They have a program for black people,
like most
especially to bring them in and to mentor them, because Wayne State's complaint is that black people aren't finishing college yet. They're borrowing tons of money, and they're not finishing.
That's what I was going to say. I found it interesting that there's no comment from him on that. So does he actually think it's better to put them in there, have them drop out with a massive debt load?
Yeah, apparently.
This is the problem. This is the problem with all of this overall, is that it's not just about numbers and putting people in there. It's about getting the right people the right opportunities to succeed.
Well, education in Detroit, if all this time spent bitching about Kid Rock was spent fixing education. By the way, Rochelle, what have you done? We know what Kid Rock's done in Detroit.
Big,
what have you done besides bitch?
Big Rochelle Riley.
Yeah, what have you done?
I can't believe she went to R. Kelly.
Yeah, she says it in
her
story.
Her.
She said she screamed like
black
a...
people.
That eliminates her already.
Yeah,
that
eliminates like a teenager at R. Kelly. That's okay. It's okay to fuck underage black girls and piss on them, but it's not okay to say fuck Colin Kaepernick. You dumb shit.
I'm scared.
Let me just find it.
Hulk Drew
Joey
scaring
like, Joey like that. Is Layla cowering?
Scaring me. Scaring me.
I mean, honest to God, that's ridiculous. I'm sorry.
That's ridiculous.
Let me see if I can find that quote.
I found it. And just like...
Read it.
I don't have to love Kid Rock. I don't have to fear Kid Rock. And just like Shane Park scheduling R. Kelly to perform...
Why would she fear Kid Rock? Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And just like Shane Park scheduling R. Kelly to perform didn't keep me from literally running over there to scream like a 16-year-old girl at a Smokey Robinson, I can't focus on Little Caesar letting a kid into play. Capital K.
She's saying she went over to R. Kelly and screamed like a teenager, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get it, kid
she
in play.
She thinks that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's, in other words, that's okay. Kid Rock, not okay. R. Kelly, okay. Kid Rock, not okay.
Wow.
Really? Really?
Well, I got to tell you.
Really?
Who would you rather have your teenager hang out with, Kid Rock or R. Kelly?
Sure.
Kid Rock has values.
For sure.
Maybe
it's not even a question.
I know Rochelle Riley and Stephen Henderson read values into Kid Rock's mind that may or may not exist. Who knows? I can't read people's minds. They can.
I love the fact that he hasn't responded or put out a press release.
I do too.
And
Little Caesars basically
said,
made a very bland statement that just said,
fuck
you.
Off. Yeah, I know.
Good for them.
They did say, fuck off. Although it doesn't mean.
Steve Henderson and Rochelle Riley are the instigators in this. Why would they want to wreck one of the best things to happen in Detroit, and I don't remember the last time something this good has happened.
Honestly, I think they're picking on the wrong person. But, you know, this is sport now. It's just, you know, start with Charlottesville and the Confederacy, the statues, and now let's go on to the living, breathing people.
You don't have to connect all of them.
I think they are a little connected. I think there's just open season on anyone who says anything that some people don't like.
Well, I think it works with a lot of people. I think that's just a response with the internet voices as a whole.
Well, these aren't internet voices. Like these are columnists in a big newspaper.
No, I know, but it springs out of that because that's maybe the social justice warrior allows them to do that. But it happens on both sides. It happens all the time.
What happens? What is happening on the other side?
I think both people. I was telling you about the Reverend Robert E. Lee. He had to step down because his church got so much shit because of his speech about inclusiveness at the VMAs. And they had so many threats that he's like, all right, I'm out of here. This is enough. I mean, people get attacked no matter what your opinion is.
I would say the attacks on people who are not in line with the Rochelle Rileys and Stephen Henderson are far greater than attacks on people on the other side.
Well, read the comments on those articles. You don't think they're getting attacked? We just attacked them.
Yeah, they are being attacked.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying it goes both ways.
They're out of their minds.
Aren't both those guys
why this guy would why they would make this guy resign is pathetic. It says something about the church, in my opinion.
Oh, well, I suppose.
He was probably under pressure at his church, I would imagine. I don't know.
Well, either way, I mean, he spoke his mind.
Isn't Henderson and Riley on the Superstation?
Yes.
Everybody is.
I don't know. Yeah.
Maybe they did it.
I could tell a great story about the Superstation, by the way.
Let's hear it.
No, I can't. It's not really me. It has to do with some white people that possibly could have been hired there, but that wasn't.
Radio Show Detroit.
What the clown gonna say? I'm not white. Oh, it feels like it.
It feels like it.
Goodness gracious, sis, you're right.
Lord.
I want to see that movie now.
Hear Which no one evil. Was that? Hear no evil. Evil,
see no evil. See no evil, hear no evil.
Those two guys were awesome.
Mm.
The best. There was a hottie in that one. Who was the hot? Joan Severance. Remember her in that movie?
Yeah, Joan Severance was.
Oh, my God. Was she hot? She was so hot. What are you laughing at, Mark?
It just sounded old. I don't know.
Joan Severance. Well, everything is old to me. It is old.
Everything is old to me.
But he likes all things old.
I'm going to look her up on Skin right now.
Old's good.
Old is good.
Speaking of hot and sexy and nude, I did send you. Did you get the prep today? Did you see those awesome new tattoos on
Paris Jackson?
Paris?
Yeah, I wrote a couple notes down.
Joan Severance.
I'm glad her boobies were covered up, though.
Joan Severance has Hall of Fame nudity.
See? Mr. Skin.
Hall of Fame?
Hall of Fame. By the way, it's Raquel Welch's birthday.
Those aren't boobies.
Yeah, Raquel Welch, Miss Skin had something about her. Yeah. I retweeted it.
I saw that.
Is there nudity of Raquel Welch? Brief nudity?
I can look it up.
Can you please?
Sure.
I used to love Rock.
Boy, she would have been a winner.
She was so pretty.
Huh?
Wasn't she beautiful?
She gorgeous.
Miss Fussy Britches.
Would you like
Fussy
her?
Fussy Britches, yeah.
Would you like her or would you like Sophia Loren?
Oh,
Sophia Loren?
Sophia Loren now or 1972?
Oh, come on.
No, then.
I thought when she was like 70, she was still hot.
Jack Nicholson now.
I hate you. Honestly, the hatred for me goes deep for you.
Paris Jackson, can we stop pretending that anything she says is important and newsworthy, honestly? Can we also stop pretending she's Michael Jackson's daughter, and can we also stop pretending she's black?
She's black.
I mean, aren't these things just so stupid? Why do we hear about Paris Jackson?
I don't know.
She's an imbecile.
I don't know. I don't get it.
She got new stupid tattoos. They're all over the place. Like, oh, Paris Jackson. She's not Michael Jackson's kid. She's not black. Stop.
Why, Kevin, you don't have a tattoo?
Not that it doesn't matter. It's just like, if she's not his kid, does she really? I mean, even if she was his kid, I could give a fuck. Does she do something that I'm missing? Is there something important about her that
I don't know? She's just Jackson's kid. That's
Jackson's loud kid that loves attention.
Yeah.
And her powerful speech about white supremacists on the VMAs. I mean, there's so much support for white supremacists. I was so glad she tried to put out the fire. Oh, boy.
I feel like the late start really brings out Hulk Drew.
Yeah.
You know what? You got some of your power back. You were draining.
I did.
But it seemed to have come back.
I'm really tired now. I could say goodnight very easily.
It's like midnight.
I'm checking my watch every 10 minutes.
I see that.
Here's Tom's question.
Who'd you rather bone? Meg Ryan
or Jack Nicholson?
Jack Nicholson now or 1974?
74.
Meg Ryan.
Wait, does that mean if it was Jack Nicholson now, he'd choose Jack?
Maybe. Should we call the guy who got $7,000 worth of Legos stolen? It's a Brandon.
Oh,
Brandon
poor
store.
Guy.
He's from around here.
I think you're a suspect, Mark.
Wait,
guilty.
Brandon, is he? I thought he was a Michigan guy, or he was from Michigan?
Yeah, he's from Michigan.
He's in Massachusetts now, though?
I'd say my daughter has probably...
617's Boston, isn't it?
Well, I have multiple numbers, so I got to figure out exactly which one's which.
I'm going to predict these numbers are wrong if he is indeed in Michigan.
I'm going to predict Mark didn't read the prep today.
Oh, I totally didn't. I was busy trying to put this studio back together for 5 hours.
Might have been really good. I don't remember.
I read your prep.
Thanks.
Yeah, fake.
You responded.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I saw James Hetfield fall into the stage hole. That was in your prep. The queue line's not free anymore.
I know.
That was in Brandon's prep.
They got an app, and
everywhere.
The Jif tip, the fake condom, just goes on the tip, and you're supposed to... I'm not going to say what you're supposed to do.
That sounds safe.
Supposed to block stuff.
No, it's not. It's,
it's a fake out?
Well, it's... You're supposed to pull out and take it off.
What?
I know. It's not even a condom.
I don't even know how it would work.
Why don't you add more steps?
Exactly.
If you're pulling out, you're pulling out.
But it apparently... don't want to explain this.
Please do.
It allows people to have sex, and you don't have to worry about the pre-part.
No one's worried about that anyway.
Yes, they are.
No, no,
it does damage.
No one's worried about
it. A little drip does damage, Mark.
A little...
Oh, God. Wasn't it enough to say pre-cum for Christ's sake for like the second time in the history of the podcast?
I know that's not as bad as that little drip does damage.
God damn it, Brandon. Why did I read your prep?
I still don't understand the need for it.
It's to keep the pre-part from causing a pregnancy. But you can't not pull out. When you pull out, it's...
Wait.
That early thing happen. It makes people pregnant.
Wait, doesn't that... I'm not gonna say.
I agree. It's
right,
not. It's not a good idea.
Wait, doesn't that part just end up in their mouth?
Oh. Yeah, and porn usually does. I don't know,
get it, Tom?
I do.
Hello.
Oh, hi. I'm trying to reach Brian.
He doesn't live here.
What? He doesn't. Wait.
What, did you kick him out?
Is this the house that got the Lego stolen?
No.
Are you squatting?
No.
Okay, I guess maybe we have the wrong number. Is this, sorry to bother you though. This guy got $7,000 worth of Legos stolen and he gave this as his phone number.
Can you believe that?
No. So maybe he stole the Legos.
Oh, damn.
Jeez, this is personality.
No, she's a barrel of fun.
Yeah. Nope.
I'm going to break this other number's wrong too.
Yeah, me too.
Brandon just makes up stories and just puts any number on there.
Seems like it lately, jeez.
Oh, I know. I've been getting my ass lately.
Your hit rate is
low.
At least you got a number when someone picks up.
We're in a slump. Yeah, I know. It's nice when someone picks up. That's true. It's always more fun to get a wrong number than nobody.
You had a typo in your prep, too.
Shush.
JD smashed 4 songs last night.
I meant dong.
I know.
Well, they sure got value for JD Martinez. You know?
They did.
She's only hitting a home run every 10 at bats.
Who is going to be
excited? I think it went down yesterday. It had to have gone down yesterday.
Anybody excited to see the Tigers next year?
No, I'm not. I swear, I don't think we'll be seeing a good Tiger team until they spend money on free agents again because they don't have the farm system. Oh, they're number 5 in pitching, according to somebody, but they're prospects. You don't know.
No one knows.
You got to have guys at the big league level. They're good. You can't just say we have 4, 5 prospects that are going to be great starters. You don't know. They won't all pan out. And they have nothing else. They have no outfielders.
No.
They just gave away an outfield. Upton, JD, and Maben, gone.
And Annabelle Sanchez is our
ace. Yes.
Why
starter?
Is he starting games? Why? Why would he's done after this year, and he's already done anyway. Why would you start anyone from AA, single A, anywhere?
Maybe they're hoping he gets injured and has to retire.
Well, he did. He got hurt. He left the game.
And has to retire?
Some kind of a strain. So right now your rotation is Matthew Boyd, Buck Farmer. Is it Bell?
Chad Bell, yeah.
Is Norris back in there?
Artie Lewicki.
Yeah, Artie Lewicki.
And then Zimmerman's hurt, isn't he?
He's nothing.
Zimmerman's, that is a
great signing.
He's nothing.
Excellent signing.
We have Andrew Romine.
Calavilla, I just can't.
No, I really want him rebuilding this team.
How about Robbie Ray, Drew? Yeah. Robbie Ray!
14 strikeouts last night. He's got like 130-some innings and 170-some strikeouts this year.
And he got hit in the face. Remember, he got hit in the face a few weeks.
Yeah, that was rough.
Scherzer's 13-5, and he has 232 strikeouts.
And Fister's been pitching well, too.
Yeah, he actually was pitching better. Porcello's pitching better, too. He's won 4 out of his last 5 starts, but he's only 9-15.
Oh, boy.
4.45. But
oy.
Yeah, 4 Cy Young winners. David Price is back out there, too. He's 5-3 since he got off the
Tom's favorite.
What happened to second number, Brandon?
What a puss.
It didn't work.
He made it up.
I'm telling you.
Are you still saying this guy is from Michigan with a 617 or 989 area code phone number?
I know he is. I know he's from Granville, Michigan.
Why don't you just deflect it out of Dave Kim? Tell him you got the number from him.
Could have been. If it wasn't for him, if he wasn't on the elliptical, he would have got the right number.
No, I'm kicking myself in the ass because I was at the guy's website and he was like, hey, get a hold of me on Twitter. And I was like, screw it. I'm just going to find his number. And I found it and it was wrong. So,
Joe, any response from the guy with the bad Tinder date?
Failing!
What happened to the guy's date?
This is the story that is just kind of blowing up on the web right now. He put a GoFundMe up, so I'll just read the story from his GoFundMe. I recently took a girl I met on Tinder to Nando's, whatever the hell that is. We had a lovely evening and enjoyed each other's company very much. After our meal, we repaired. He's British, and repaired must be like to go back.
Yes.
We repaired back to my house for a bottle of wine and a Scientology documentary. An hour into Louis Theroux and chill, my date got up to use the toilet. She returned with a panicked look in her eye and told me she had to tell me something. I went poo in your toilet, she told me, and it wouldn't flush. I didn't know what to do, so I panicked. I reached in the toilet bowl, wrapped it in tissue paper, and threw it out the window. Which
it gets worse, Drew.
I was understandably concerned, and I told her we should go outside, bag up the offending poo in the garden, bin it, and pretend the whole sorry affair had never happened. How chivalrous. It's very nice of him.
True.
Unfortunately,
chivalrous.
Owning to a design quirk in my house, the toilet window does not, in fact, open to the garden, but instead, a narrow gap about a foot and a half separated the outside world by another non-opening, double-glazed window. It was into this twilight zone that my date had thrown her poo. Here are two photos to illustrate.
Oh,
showed you that photo.
Well, that was nice of him. That was chivalrous of him to provide the photos.
As can be seen in this picture, the inside window opens at the top into the gap that is separated from the garden by a non-opening.
All the gaps in England.
I know. You got to mind them. Yeah. Seeing only one situation, I messaged our house group chat, went upstairs to find a hammer and chisel to smash open the window. My date had other ideas. Being an amateur gymnast, she was convinced she could reach into the window and pull the poo out. Using the tried and tested inside out bag as a glove technique, which always works. Great technique. Unfortunately, she couldn't reach it. She climbed further in and had the same problem. Eventually, I agreed to help give her a boost into the window. She climbed in head first after her own turd, reached deeper into the window, bagged it up, and passed it out over the top back into the toilet from whence it came. She called out for me to help her climb out of the window. I grabbed her waist and I pulled. But she was stuck fast. Try as we might, we could not remove her from the window.
Oh, my God.
She was stuck fast, upside down in the gap. Here's a picture to illustrate. There she is, upside down.
Oh, that was nice of him to take a picture, by the way.
You can see the poo better in that other picture than she's upside down. Unfortunately for my date, at this stage, I can only see one way out of our predicament. She'd been upside down in the window for about 15 minutes at this point. I started to grow concerned for her health. I called the fire brigade. Bristol, the UK's finest, were on the scene. Sirens blaring in a matter of minutes once they have composed themselves after surveying the scene in front of them. So you got to love about first responders. You never know what you're going to find.
You've seen it all.
They set to work removing my date from the window using all their special fireman hammer and tools. It took them about 15 minutes. Here's a picture of them working.
It took them 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Unfortunately, although they rescued my date unharmed from what must have been a rather unpleasant confined space to find yourself in the process they had to completely destroy the window with their special fire tools. I'm not complaining. They did what they had to do. Problem is, I've been quoted north of 300 pounds to replace the window as a postgraduate student. Ooh, that is a significant chunk of my monthly budget.
Wait, let me guess. He wants her to pay for the window.
No, he posted this on GoFundMe, and he's well beyond.
He wants you to pay it.
Oh,
well beyond.
300 pounds American, Mark.
Why should GoFundMe? Okay, well, how do we know that these aren't people posing, and he's just not trying to get a bunch of money?
Well, if it is, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people to pose and got her in the window.
What is this GoFundMe at?
It was at 900 last I saw, but now it's blowing up, so it could be anywhere.
I don't know. Something about these GoFundMes just seems like making your problem everyone's problem. And for some reason, I don't know. I guess if everyone wants to do it, it's their money. So, what about Houston?
He's donating anything.
Wouldn't that money be better off spent on Houston?
Anything past 300 pounds, he's splitting between two charities. First, Toilet Twinning, a charity building and maintaining flushing toilets in the developed world. And secondly, to a firefighter's charity.
Oh, good for him.
All because, now, a couple things.
That's
number one.
Nice.
What happened afterwards? They continued the date?
Yeah.
Get it on.
He doesn't say?
Get it on.
No. Wow. That is a long story, but quite well told.
She should have just asked him for a plunger.
If you were her.
By the way, every person that emails with a story has to point out that their story was long, but quite well told. Drops
I love
have
that
just.
Story. I love that story.
Drops are just such a huge part of this little world we're in.
If you were her and you threw that turd out there, would you say anything?
No. No. No way.
I mean, what are the odds that guy's, I mean, he has roommates. What are the odds he's going to be the one that finds it and then think it's hers?
No, she's never going to get the blame. No. It's always going to be somebody else that gets the blame. Some animal that is a friend of his.
What she really should have done is come back out and go, this is going to sound really weird, but I think there's a piece of shit between your windows. Do you have roommates? Your roommates are gross. His GoFundMe is currently up to 1,298 pounds.
Dinner was full!
So this thing goes totally viral, and he only makes a few hundred more bucks.
Well, he just posted it today.
Oh, okay. Oh, we'll see.
Damn.
Look at the picture of the colored turd, Tom. Look at that. That's a tiny little turd. That window is gross. You would never even know there was a turd in there.
That little turd blocked up the toilet? I have a hard time believing that.
There she is upside down.
Can I tell you a turd story real quick?
She's gross.
Okay, never mind.
Actual audio of the date. God.
Yes, Tom, turd story.
My daughter had a sleepover with a bunch of her little girlfriends, little 10-year-olds the other night. And
listen to this podcast.
It's poop.
Okay.
We woke up to an overflowing toilet in the basement.
Oh.
They decided that because the toilet paper had run out, they'd use paper towels.
Oh.
Today, the plumber pulled out, I'd say, maybe like 40 paper towels to a tune of $100.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Yeah, so our little soiree, our little party that we... We did, you know, so she wanted to go do all these kinds of things. We talked her into, how about a little bowling? We'll have some dinner after that, and then you have a sleepover and watch a movie. She loved it. So we figured, oh, good. We got away pretty cheap. Now throw $100 on top of all of that, plus all the cleanup.
Oh, boy. I guess that's going to come out of her allowance.
Little 10-year-old?
I'm kidding. What are you going to do?
Yeah, we have actual audio from that party.
Oh, good. Thanks, Brandon. Much appreciated.
That's early on in the night.
Those little 10-year-old girls you're talking about.
That was early on.
Where did that drop come from?
It's got to be South Park.
I think that's a South Park. I think that was the one where Kenny's... Maybe it's Kenny's dad pooping and puking at the same time. I can't remember. I want to get Randy Marsh.
There's a bunch of girls at a slumber party. What are you talking about?
I want to get Randy Marsh when he's crapping out the biggest turd ever. I got to get that one.
Oh, man.
Am I not potted up?
We used to have a... Yeah, you're potted up.
That's terrible. Never mind.
Anyone see the USA Today story today?
I can't believe Dave Kim played that.
Fitting high-priced elite sports into the family budget.
Oh.
Have people lost their minds completely? I mean, this is so sick. First of all, reading about these parents who think that they're investing in a college scholarship or a professional career, and they say that, which is just completely wrong.
Insane.
That is so wrong. You're putting so much pressure on that kid. You're basically telling that kid, hey, we're spending a shit ton of money on this stupid travel sport you're in. We got to get you a scholarship. A scholarship.
It's all a racket anyway.
It's almost impossible. These parents, they absolutely have no idea what they're doing to their kid. Three quarters of these kids will never play again.
I thought about this today, and I thought, if I had had more coaching, if I had had a personal coach, you know, could I have been drafted as a major league or made the major league? No. I was as good as I was going to get. I played. I practiced. I swung a bat 100 times every day in the winter. I took batting practice before school.
You play ball like a girl!
I did. I learned. I read The Science of Hitting in ninth grade. I was a guess hitter from ninth grade on, which was ahead of my time, I got to say. I had a good coach in high school. But I didn't need extra coaching. The high school coaches were good coaches. I didn't need someone with me, private lessons. Are you kidding?
They read way too much, man, these parents.
It's like for every David Sills, you know, everybody else fails. Because I think that really took off a lot of people for, who's that quarterback guru that's always on ESPN? Clarkson? You know who I'm talking about?
I totally know. Yeah, I'm trying to remember who it is. You don't see color, though.
No, that's why I think he's black. But he was David Sills. That was his personal coach, and he got a scholarship offer at age 13 to go to USC.
What happened at USC?
Well, he got hurt in high school, and his throwing motion changed.
Oh.
And who was it that gave it to him? Lane Kiffin left. So he ended up going to West Virginia, and they're like, nah, you're fourth in the depth chart. So he left West Virginia, went to a junior college as a quarterback, had an year, never got another quarterback, went back to West Virginia. He's a receiver now.
Dropped the game-tying touchdown?
But had two earlier.
So what? Didn't matter in the end?
You got to admit, he was pretty damn good as a wideout.
I thought he was good. I thought Cam Phillips of Virginia Tech did not get much conversation compared to the two West Virginia guys from that game. I don't know why either. He has had a tremendous career. This Sells guy has barely played.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He had a good game, but why don't they talk about the guy that has the big career going?
Well, because Sills has an interesting backstory.
What is it with these fucking backstories? I mean, honest to God.
Who's that Michigan wideout freshman, number one he's wearing?
Tariq Black? Was Black number one?
Black, yeah.
There's
two number ones on the team.
They gave a freshman number one.
Two number ones, Drew. Yeah. One on defense and one on offense.
Oh, come on. That's stupid.
I agree.
Number one on offense, though, is Keoki Crawford.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think he's a sophomore.
Why does Vatek always have a number four in the defensive line, too? What is that?
I don't know, but I love that Michigan's got all these single digits on their defensive line. Rashawn Gary. Yeah.
Weird to me.
Solomon's got a single digit.
It's like I want to see the guy on offense.
Gives a shit what number they're wearing.
They're supposed to Michigan's wear a number. Defensive linemen are usually in the 60s or the 70s.
Spate's three, right? He's number three. Rashawn Gary's number three, and Quinn Nordine is number three.
By the way, what a kicker.
That's ridiculous.
Huh?
That's fucking ridiculous.
It's a number.
Why would two people who play a lot have the same number? That's stupid.
I could have sworn there was just a penalty the other day on the...
Yes, there was on a
kick. One.
247s next to
each other. There were 257s.
Okay, that's what it was.
Maryland, yeah. What?
Two number ones, too.
On the field at the same time?
Yeah.
Oh, really? What game?
I thought it was a special team.
What?
I thought it was special team.
Two players can't have the same number on the field at the same time.
Why would you have two numbers? I mean, why would you want to confuse people anyway?
Right. I'm like,
anybody watching the game is going to go, hey, wait, that DB's the same number as the wideout. Is he a two-way player?
There's less than 100 players on the team. Everyone should have a known number.
Don't bother me.
It bothers me.
It would bother you if it wasn't Michigan.
What if you were the PA announcer?
It's happened a lot.
Nothing
lately.
Bothers you that Michigan does.
What if you were the
nothing?
What if you were the PA announcer? Those poor PA announcers.
Yeah, I feel for them.
I sympathize with a PA announcer.
Should.
I think it's stupid.
Tackled by Anthony Carter. No, never mind.
What do you have? 500 people on the roster and 100 numbers. What?
I feel really bad for those.
Fucking hard. Are they promise the same number to two people because they have to get them there?
Quinn Nordine. Probably,
so special. Even if they played 1 minute to college, we'll give you the same number as someone else.
I feel so bad for all 125 of those PA announcers. I'm sure Vatek has multiple numbers.
I didn't notice it.
It's dumb, Mark.
I doubt it.
It's dumb.
Why is it dumb?
I don't think everyone does that.
Who cares? What if they're wearing a symbol?
Sounds to me like they have high school players they're trying to make feel cool and saying,
oh, probably.
Oh, you can have the number because you're so special, even though you haven't played 1 second of college.
Oh, probably. Which, whatever works, man.
Michigan's kicker, Drew, from 55 yards out. He hit it like it was like a 35-yarder. This kid Nordine.
You know, yeah. Jim Harbaugh wanted to stay over his house.
I was just
did you know
say,
that?
I was just going to say, you have to mention that.
He fell asleep at his house.
He did. He was up in a treehouse with him as well.
He recruited him.
There's two number twos on tech. There's two number fives. There's two number sixes. There's two number eights. There's two number nines.
That's
there's two number 11s.
I will call out my own
two
school.
Number 13s. Two number 17s. Two number 18s.
How many total players are there?
What are there? Usually 85 scholarship and then a bunch of walk-ons. There's close to 100. It used to be like
and 100. Why would you have all those people with the same number? That's 227s,
229s.
They're numbers that aren't being used.
There's not a 95 on the team.
239s, 240s, 241s.
It's every how are you going to make sure none of those people are ever on the field at the same time? How would you possibly?
They better be paying attention. 253.
Well, why would you have to? Why would you have to keep track of such a dumb
each
thing?
Team really has like over 100 people.
Well, 85 scholarships plus walk-ons. That, you know,
two people insisted on being
number
58.
Remember, they don't all travel. Huh?
Two people insist on being number 58.
287s, 289s.
Wait, there's got to be more than 100 people here. There's no reason.
Oh,
why would
yeah,
they have
there
all
is.
People the same number?
There is.
So
they're all
unused,
travel.
There's unused numbers, in other words.
I think what the difference is a lot of times it would be a freshman coming in would have the duplicate number of like a senior. Maybe he's redshirted or dresses.
Oh, he's redshirted. That's
or dresses different. For the home games, doesn't travel. But now... That doesn't matter now.
Wait, you said Michigan has a guy that plays a lot on defense that has the same number as a wideout who plays a lot.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Well, in number
that's
in number
dumb.
Three.
I didn't see anybody with the same number.
Well,
on,
it doesn't
on
help.
On Sunday night.
Vatek has, what, four numbers that are retired. Can you name one, Drew?
Seven.
Bruce Smith.
Wrong.
Bruce Smith.
Bruce Smith, correct.
81.
78.
Not Mike Vick.
78, that's right.
Bruce Smith.
Oh, God. Carol Dale.
It's yeah. Like
they retired a 84. Girl's number?
Carol Dale from the Packers?
Is it 84?
84.
Yeah. And, Frank Beamer, 25?
Beams has his jersey retired, but, like, the number's not.
Yeah, the number, the best special team player of the week wears it, or the special team player wears it.
But number 10, Frank Loria in 73.
Frank Loria died in the Marshall plane crush, I think.
Really?
Yeah. I believe that's true, Frank
Why
Loria.
Why is it number 7 retired?
Because he killed dogs.
Devin Hunter's got it.
Michael Vick would be retired.
Yeah, I'll plug it in for you. Tom Sohn's dying because we've been here for 20 hours.
I
can't unplug it. Just let me
I just
want to
mention these idiot people. And somebody emailed me too and said, my child needs special coaching. No, he doesn't. Ask anyone who's made it in big time in sports and ask them if travel sports or personal coaching made the difference. You're either a great athlete or you're not. And if you're a medium, if you're a half-ass athlete or a medium or a good athlete, you are not going to be a great athlete because you had personal coaching. It's not little league, pony league. That's not professional sports. It shouldn't be. Kids shouldn't be treated that way anyway. Why should a kid, why should their life be the subject of your family's activities? They're talking about people who actually... Say they're not putting money in their retirement funds. They don't do entertainment. They do all kinds of things. They sacrifice so their fucking kid can blow all this money on all this shit to be a superior athlete.
See, I just assumed it was, you know, people well off with a lot of expendable income.
What stunned me was they said 20% of U.S. families spend more than $12,000 a year or $1,000 per month on youth sports per child. Child.
Is that a
that's
personal?
That's one out of five.
Is that a personal coach or is that like travel teams?
I think it's probably both. My sister was telling me that all her friends' kids had personal coaches. And she mentioned a couple. Doris, Patty, for your edification. I think there was another one too.
Doris?
Yeah. Doris's daughter has personal coach.
Oh, Doris.
I think there was there may have been some defensiveness about that. Ooh. I think I hit Doris up with that.
Just have her blame Dave Kim.
And his 33 waist.
Don't bring this up with Doris, please. I don't want to argue about this again.
What am I going to talk to her about? It's the only thing I know about her now. What if I meet her?
Well, hopefully you will, because we were just talking about Doris, and I sent Patty a text that Doris equals fun, because she is. Doris is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But I don't want to talk about her kid's coach. Her kid's much older now. Most American families spend between $100 to $499 per child each month on youth sports.
Jesus.
Really? I don't know how these families support this.
Wow.
How can people that can't afford this keep up? It's just...
You can't keep up.
This is just wrong.
I don't know. Like I said, 90% of these kids won't play. They won't 90, play.
99.9.
I'm not saying pros. I'm saying get a scholarship.
Do you think these kids really, I mean, when you're 12, are you thinking about getting a scholarship? Or are you thinking about, I want to be a major leaguer? That's what you're thinking. Isn't it really?
Probably.
You think about playing in college when you're 12?
By the way, they brought the Grosse Pointe Boys Little League. The Tigers honored them the other day on the field.
Huh? 0-2 at the World Series.
Mm-hmm. They won their last two games.
Oh, they won. Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, what?
Yeah.
They won their last two consolation games.
So they're, are they
consolation games?
Yeah, but the team of Michigan.
Yeah, I didn't know they got ninth place ribbons if they
Michigan was
the World Series.
The state of Michigan was 0-10 in the World Series until those kids won those two games.
Consolation game.
Fine. Why do they have consolation games?
Because they let
they
the kids.
Remember when the Final Four used to have consolation?
I love that. I used to love the I did. I swear to God, I loved it. And the NIT. I used to watch the NIT
consolation game. Are you kidding?
I used to go to it. It was an event, a doubleheader. You watch the NIT the night before for the semis. And then I remember one year Indiana beat UCLA, and I told my dad the next day, "Hey, Dad, at least we get to see UCLA tomorrow in the consolation game."
Was Sammy pumped?
Sammy was. He wasn't really pumped to come back to the Garden, but I was. So we went back.
Okay. This might be ridiculous. Is the highest scoring game in NIT history possibly Bill Bradley in the consolation game, like 58 points?
I think you
Did
might
that
be
happen?
Right.
I think you might be right. I don't know why I remember that. I'm embarrassed to say I remember a consolation game.
The consolation game used to be fun.
Ribbons.
Oh, I was too late on it.
They got them all.
Here it is.
Hey, ninth place ribbons.
Ah, oh, balls. It was too
late
again.
Nice to finally display your accomplishments, son.
Yeah. Honey, look at all your awards. That's great.
He's my champion. Oh, I didn't know they made ninth place ribbons.
Hey, we're recording late enough to find out how JV's doing, aren't we?
No, they don't. No. 10 o'clock on the West Coast.
That damn central time zone.
Let's stand on that
late. I think they're, aren't they in Seattle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's right. 59% of Americans say owing money to friends has not put a strain on their friendships.
Fake!
That's what I said.
100% of those people are liars.
Has anybody had an experience different from me, which is that if you loan someone money, you're giving them money?
Yeah.
Because otherwise, wouldn't they go to a bank?
I can think of two people right off the Yeah. Yeah.
I've been paid back by probably, I'd say, maybe 10% of people I've loaned money to have paid me back.
Really?
Joey paid me back. I was blown away that you paid me back. I didn't expect you to.
How much did you borrow?
Actually, I thought you would.
How much did you get from the Bank of Drew?
Four figures.
Really? The Drew Credit Union?
I won't say.
All right. That's okay.
Figures. Nice.
It's private. We have a confidentiality agreement.
DCU, Drew Credit Union.
Paid in full, though.
It was paid in full.
No interest, I hope.
I think it was on time, too.
Do you run a background check?
Did you buy a pack of Winstons? That's interest, Drew? Did you get a pack of Winstons as your interest?
No, I didn't ask for any interest. That reminds me, I don't know why, probably just because Joe came up. I was friending people on my Facebook page.
Oh,
last
wow. Well, now you're going to have more to friend.
Months. They were from, let's see, they were from March, I think. I think
probably from
2015.
How many whores?
I don't think there were a couple girls.
That was the problem last time.
Oh, yeah. No whores. Whores. Oh, Max and Layla. Cool.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting. You can now see my computer. Cool. Look how cute.
Is that a picture from tonight?
Yeah. They've been hanging out here with us the entire show. You can smell it. And Layla's all cute.
Mags kind of stinks, doesn't he?
Mags is just...
He always stinks. I just gave him a bath like 4 days ago. Layla had a pretty major incident that she required a bath.
What happened?
Did she lay around in something?
Something didn't fully...
What?
There was an incident. I'll just leave it at that.
Gross.
That was a big bummer.
Well, she didn't huge finish.
She was more bummed out than I was.
She didn't finish her job, is what you're saying?
No, she didn't. She was very unhappy, too.
She had a hanger.
And I put her in the bathtub, and she was actually wagging her tail. Like, I think something is going to be done about this issue.
Ew. Yes.
I mean, it's kind of cool. Usually, you don't know when to help dogs until they do something.
Yeah.
She didn't do anything horrible. She just seemed, something seemed wrong.
Something seemed wrong.
You witnessed it, Mark.
Matt!
She's trying to go on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Something was wrong. Well, something was wrong, yeah.
We have actual audio of her.
No.
Outside, right before she came back in.
How did Max get under there, Brandon?
I don't know how he can fit under there.
I don't either. He seems like he's enjoying it.
It's a sneaky dog.
You know, he lies sneaky down on the wood floor and sticks his head under the couch.
Oh, so if he can't see you, you can't see him?
Oh, that stinks.
Well, he does sometimes when I bring the leashes out. He will go under the table, but his ass is sticking out.
Yeah.
You know, like I can't see him. He doesn't really like walks all that much. When he goes, Layla goes, I mentioned this the other day. She wails ahead. She has to smell everything. She has to pee on every long. Mags just goes along the sidewalk with me.
Oh.
I think he's worried about getting winded.
He's just pacing himself, Drew. He's pacing himself.
Based on the...
I think Max has a thyroid problem.
Well, he's missing an enzyme, actually. Oh, yeah. That's been diagnosed.
A missing enzyme?
Yes, a missing enzyme. Digestive enzyme.
Ugh. How's Bill doing, Brandon?
He's alive, and he just got a new haircut. He's great.
Oh, good.
He's doing really
good. Hi, Bobby. I got a new haircut.
I really don't know
Hi,
what
Bobby.
Else to say about him. He's
I'm going to make sure y'all get paid. You're talking Bill Williams. What do you feed him for dinner? Kraft macaroni and cheese and dot, dot, dot.
Whoa.
What? What was that?
What happened?
I don't know. You want to just pick it
up?
Oh,
yeah, pick it up. Yeah, sure. Maybe save Kim.
Who are you?
Hello?
Hello, may I ask who I'm speaking with?
Yeah, who am I speaking with?
My name is Brian Richards, and I received a phone call.
Oh, Brian. Wait, you the guy who got the Lego stolen?
Yep.
Oh,
my
man.
God.
What a bummer.
You know, first of all,
to hear that.
Where do you live? We thought you were in Michigan, but I saw there was kind of a funny area code there.
You are correct. Who are you?
This is the Drew.
Are we in trouble?
Oh boy, this is the Drew and Mike show in Detroit.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did you happen to come across my mother's phone number?
Oh, that was your mom?
That's what you're listed as on.
She hung
on
up
the
on
World
us.
Wide Web.
Yeah.
You are listed at that number.
Dave Kim gave it to us.
Interesting.
Yeah, okay. She didn't explain to me. I said that well, there's some Lego stolen from this house, and she said no, and she seemed kind of bummed out at the intrusion. I understood.
Quick call. She hung up on us. Yeah.
She kind of hung up. But anyway, I'm glad you found us because we were curious about the Legos. First of all, you seem a little old to be playing with Legos, but that's really beside the point. What happened?
Well, sometime between the hours of midnight and 7 a.m. on Monday, August 28th, some person or persons broke into my home where my family and I were sleeping.
Are these your own words or is this a police report? It sounds like a police report.
No, this is me speaking.
Okay,
off
cool.
The cuff.
Okay.
All right.
Appreciate your directness.
Yeah. Well, you can imagine I'm a little frazzled that someone would call my mom at 9 o'clock.
Oh, I'm really sorry. Was she sleeping? Did we wake her up?
Not as far as I know.
Okay, good. I apologize still.
I mean, is she okay?
We forgot we started late.
We did. We were trying to start the show for like 4 hours.
Yeah, we had some computer problems, and I forgot it was so late.
We digress.
I didn't know she went to bed so early. Sorry.
Yeah. So anyway, she's fine.
Cool.
Anyhow, someone broke into my house while my family and I were sleeping.
Yeah.
Went into my basement and stole exclusively Lego.
Why?
No other valuables missing. Nothing else overturned. The house was locked when I went to bed. And locked again when I woke up.
Hmm. Wait a second. This sounds like an inside job. Yeah, inside job.
Yeah, it sure does, doesn't it?
They knew the Legos were down there. They only took the Legos. Do you have children in the house?
How old are your kids?
2 and 4.
Those little. They didn't do it.
Well, I don't know. The 4-year-old's getting up there. Have you checked the 4-year-old's room?
Yeah. Thankfully, they missed that. He has some of his own Lego that was up there that they didn't bother to swipe.
But didn't have $7,000 worth. But still, I don't think you would do that. That's crazy. Who would steal Legos?
Yeah, I didn't think I had $7,000 worth.
But you got the big collections, right? You must have some of maybe the Star Wars or maybe some pirate ships or something. You got the expensive collections, don't you?
You would think so. I had a bunch of smaller sets. We had a few larger ones recently. Most of them were over 20 years old, and that's why they cost so much now. The thief, at best, probably made out with a few $100s worth of stuff secondhand. Hmm. But for us to replace it with house insurance, it's going to be about $7,000 factoring in shipping.
Insurance is going to go up. Jeez. Insurance? Home insurance covers Legos?
Covers anything in your house that gets swiped.
Now,
did you have receipts for the Legos? Because I had no idea you could spend $7,000 on Legos. How many Legos do you have?
They're older.
Five million Legos?
They're collectors.
Oh, collector's Legos? I didn't know there was collector's Legos. What's so special about collector's Legos? Do they have windows and stuff?
You can't get them anymore.
Yeah, they're old school, yeah.
Yeah, those 20-year-old sets haven't been made for...
What are they of?
Wait, why aren't they still made? If they're so great, why aren't they still made?
I don't think they are that particularly great. They're just old. Well,
why would they be worth so much? I guess I don't get it. I don't know.
Now, is there?
I don't think I'd spend $7,000 on your Legos. I'm just saying.
Is there a reward out for the return of the Legos?
I've been thinking about putting one out there because I am intensely curious about how someone managed to get in and clean out the basement without us hearing anything.
Are you going to
lock your house again?
Are you going to say wanted? You'll take them back even if they're all in individual pieces and you have to rebuild the things.
Right. Yeah. They were all individual pieces for the most part. There were about 12 sets that were put together that they walked out with.
Yeah.
And the rest were all broken down.
They've clearly taken it apart so they can fence the Legos. I mean, you can't just fence a put together Lego.
Well, what you should do in the future, though, is actually just put little individual pieces kind of on the floor, because then when they step on them, they'll make noise because it's going to hurt like hell.
Naturally, yeah. Then they won't be able to get out. They'll be rolling in pain.
I'm just intrigued. It seems to me that it sounds like someone knew you had a lot of Legos.
And had a key.
They wanted nothing else but the Legos. Who is in your Lego community? Is there a Lego community? Is there such a thing?
I haven't really talked too much about this anywhere. So, of course, the short list of suspects are friends and family, right?
I would say.
Your mom, family, for sure.
Your mom was a little, I don't know, we talked to her. Sounded like she had something to hide.
Yeah, quick to get off the line, yeah.
Well, at least you're a good sport about it.
How could somebody get in the house?
That
I don't understand.
Make any
sense. It's so weird. There's no sign of entry?
How about windows downstairs?
No, the windows down here are the ones from the 50s that are like a foot by 2 feet, and they're boarded up from the inside.
Oh, so mama.
You wouldn't even be able to see what was down here, let alone get things through.
Did your wife just want to get rid of them?
Perhaps is she hiding a drug
habit?
Your
wife's a suspect.
Yeah, this is an inside job, right?
She is trying to fund something.
You would think so. But no, one of the sets that was stolen was actually hers.
Oh, you're both in the
Legos. I mean, that's what makes it the perfect crime.
It does.
You can't just leave hers behind.
Right.
Mm. Did the police talk to her?
Probably not.
Did you say, look me in the eye and tell me you didn't do it?
I'm just still stunned that Legos are worth $7,000. I'm amazed.
Vintage.
Is the insurance company, is the adjuster come over and agreed that they're worth $7,000?
No. So we've only just finished cataloging the whole thing and sent it along to them. So they could still come back and tell us, like, yeah, we're not paying that, which would be a huge bummer.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, because if I were the adjuster, I'd probably say that I don't think we'd pay that much.
That's
but I don't
insane,
know.
Did you call the company? Did you call Lego and tell them what you lost? Maybe they can find it and replace it for you?
That's foreign.
I haven't chatted with them yet.
Maybe that's the next move. Maybe that's the next move.
Yeah, but they haven't made them in 20 years. They don't have them.
So do they take the bins themselves? I see a picture that you have online that has all these different bins full of Legos. Is that what they made out with?
They took the whole thing. So last summer, let me back up. This collection is one that I've had all of these years, right? My parents started buying me Lego when I was about 5, and I got them for birthdays and Christmases ever since.
Thinking that you'd probably get rid of them when you're 10.
In high school, that sort of fell away. I started getting DVDs and video games and things like that. And then as an adult, fell back into the hobby, getting some sets, just checking them out for my kids, and then realizing they started making a lot of really cool new stuff.
Legos.
As we started cataloging things, there's this huge void between like when I stopped getting them as gifts and then started buying them as an adult, where there we just didn't get any.
Did you say you catalog your Legos?
I did not, but happened to have a box that had all of the instruction manuals conveniently, and the thief happened to miss that box. And so we were able to make a spreadsheet of every set that we owned to turn back over to the insurance company.
I'm blown away.
Restored.
Have you dusted for prints?
Yeah.
I'm blown away. First, think of all the things in this story. The fact that Legos would be worth $7,000 is amazing. The fact that someone got in your house and out of your house when it was locked and stole only your Legos, that blows my mind beyond my wildest comprehension. But the thing that most blows my mind is that you actually have spreadsheets of all the goddamn Legos. That's unbelievable. How old are you?
30.
30 no, years wait. Old.
31.
I'm still just stunned.
Yeah. I have spreadsheets.
I don't know. I got a bunch of Legos.
That we made last week to give to the insurance
spreadsheet
company.
Spreadsheet for anything.
He made it last week so he can give it to the insurance
company. I know, but still, spreadsheets, I mean.
Nevertheless, well, yeah.
It's impressive.
Hey, how old are your kids?
2 and 4.
2 and 4.
Now, has the four-year-old, the sets that are put together, is he allowed to play with them? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we used to come down here and play with them all the time.
And do you freak out as when he starts messing with it that he's going to lose a piece or two? Because I do.
Are you Will Ferrell from the Lego movie?
I'm afraid I might be. I hope that I'm not, but I think I might be Lord Business. Yeah.
Any Batman Legos in the collection?
Oh, there are many. Our youngest is an enormous Batman fan.
Attaboy.
Well, actually, he's a tiny Batman fan.
Our oldest is, too, here.
Yeah.
That's true.
So
our oldest.
We didn't have much in terms of Batman oldest. In the collection. We had, I think, two. Now we have like a dozen just Batman minifigs. And his favorite thing is to take the helmet off, the head off, the cape off, the legs off, and then put them all back on again, and then do that on repeat for like an hour at a time.
Ooh, well,
yeah, that's kind of what I would see a four-year-old doing. But I'm just trying to figure out what a 31-year-old would be doing with those Legos. Still,
he'd be on the computer making a spreadsheet.
Mostly helping, taking the head off, handing in the two separate parts.
I know it's so annoying, the repetition at that age. Honestly, there's nothing more annoying than the repetitiveness of a 3 or 4 year old.
I'm dying to know what other hobbies you have besides the Legos.
Making woodworking, spreadsheets.
Woodworking?
Photography, making spreadsheets. Yeah.
Wow. Hey, where do you live in Michigan?
Just outside of Grand Rapids.
Yeah, and you made their local TV, right?
I did.
This
yeah.
is a big crime in Grand Rapids.
It's a have you been big crime anywhere.
Have you been on the
highlight
free
of my life? 15 minutes of fame, right here.
Have you been on free beer and hot wings yet?
I haven't. No, they don't have my number.
Beat
apparently.
Oh. What if I sent them to him? Would you go on there?
I don't know. I don't know if I could handle the grilling of free beer and hot wings.
I don't
what
know
if we just gave him your mom's number.
Yeah.
Your mom would handle them. Yeah, she's pretty good at dispatching people, especially when you wake her up.
She might break down and admit she stole them. She can't take the heat anymore.
Looking for some good leads.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just so
weird. Crime in the world.
What is if you had to put your money on anything? Do you think it's someone you know? Because it seems like who would know?
It's got to be right. Yeah. Like who? What criminal goes door to door and goes, "Oh, hey,
no,
I'm going to leave all of this computer stuff behind and take just these plastic bricks. I'm sure those are worth something."
So how many people, I know this is going to be, this answer is going to surprise me. How many people are in your Lego world?
Besides the 4-year-old. I don't do any public Lego things, right? So
I predict that you will, by the way, coming up.
You might have had an old buddy. You brought him down to the basement, and he took a look at him, and he left. I'm telling you.
Yeah, who have you told?
How about a worker? Friend. Did you have a worker at your house who was unusually interested in the Legos, but you were blinded by it because finally somebody's interested in your Legos?
I had a worker down here.
He did it.
Him.
He did it.
But
it's him.
They'll be back in a couple of weeks. Like that, of course, that's like top of my list. I'm like, I had a stranger in my house.
Set a plant up.
He's going to act
a trap.
How many people have you told that, hey, by the way, this Lego collection you're looking at, it probably didn't seem like much to you, but it's worth $7,000. I mean, I like bragging about value of things. I mean, everybody does.
I'll email you the spreadsheets.
So I didn't know it was worth $7,000 until about 5 days ago.
Until you made the spreadsheets. Thank God you did.
Yeah.
But did you brag about the Lego collection to anyone and possibly even mention that it could be worth a lot? I haven't done the spreadsheets yet, but.
I haven't done all the math, but I bet this one's worth four figures here.
Somebody had to see it and know it was worth something, because nobody goes into a house and steals Legos.
No.
Yeah, well, somebody does, because they broke into mine.
Why is there no sign of a break-in, though? That's so weird.
Yeah.
And this one will really fry your brain. If they had the key or are capable of picking locks, why would they do it while we're home and not sometime that we're gone?
Yeah.
Did you fully inspect that window that was right above? Because the pictures, there is a window right above that's boarded up.
Yeah, boarded up, screwed The boards are screwed in from the inside.
Okay.
Was that to spare somebody from coming in that window for the Legos?
No, that's because it's a single pane of glass, and this is where my office is, and so my desk, which I don't think are in the photos, maybe might be in one of them, is like 6 feet from that. And so in the winter, you can feel like 30 degrees right on the back of your neck.
Oh,
so
okay.
Get some glass block windows put in, man.
Yeah, and an egress window maybe.
Yeah, eventually.
When you get the insurance money, don't buy Legos.
Ooh, cold buy an egress window.
Must be tough on your penis.
I thought maybe the desk was worth a lot of money. I thought that's where you were going. Because the Legos surprised me so much.
Do you have any of those White House sets? You know, those kind of sets?
Yeah, those are awesome.
I had two architecture sets. The White House
ones?
And Buckingham Palace.
Wait, you had Buckingham Palace? What was the other one?
The White House.
The White House is a collector's item.
I have the London Bridge. I have the Simpsons house, too, so suck it.
Yeah. My daughter
I'm in a
got
Lego competition.
Simpsons house versus Buckingham, but you're trying to compete with this guy's got $7,000 worth of Legos.
The Simpsons house in the London Bridge, the Tower Bridge.
They're only a couple $100.
Yeah, run the spreadsheets, Mark, before you start bragging.
Yeah, Mark.
They left all of the instructions behind. There's no boxes.
They're not going to know how to put them together then. They're not going to know anything.
They're lost.
Yeah.
That's just going to show up on his.
They are selling on the black market, literally separates. Look at eBay today, Brian.
Oh, I've been looking at eBay for the last 7 days.
Anything hit?
There are
pawn shops?
No positive matches.
Man.
You saw my spreadsheets were nerdy. I built a tool to scrape all of eBay and Craigslist and a whole bunch of other sites, which I'm not going to bother rattling off because if the criminal is smart enough to break in and steal only Lego, they may also be keeping tabs on what I'm doing to know if I'm watching them. I don't know. Maybe I'm paranoid.
I bet you it was the same asshole who burned down my truck last year.
Ryan sounds like he could correct our problems here on the board.
Yeah, are you much with computers?
Are you an audio engineer?
I'm not.
No.
Thank God.
We're having some issues. Yeah, you spend so much of your brain on the Legos, I don't know what you have left for computers. Jesus. And the spreadsheets.
Yeah. No, I happen to build websites for enterprise companies. And so.
Oh, wait a second.
I had a few spare hours last week to build a tool for myself.
Look at
to
that.
Scrape all the sites, collect every listing that mentions Lego in any capacity, create an archive of all the pages so I can essentially search every service, every classified service on the internet simultaneously and find whoever might be trying to sell this.
What about the dark web?
It seems like there'd be applications for that. I think you're onto something there.
Yeah,
what about the dark web, though, where they trade drugs and social security numbers? I could see them trading Legos worth $7,000 there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How about a new hobby? How about Transformers?
Of course not, Drew.
G.I. Joe or Ninja Turtles?
Drew's actually believing me.
Yeah.
I was pretty
big into Ninja Turtles in the late 80s and early 90s.
Yeah.
Oh, Ninja Turtles?
They were pretty great.
Do you consider yourself just a little nerdy?
Oh, yes.
Right. I like turtles.
Just a little bit, maybe.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. There's nothing wrong with that.
He's very witty.
I think he's warm. Have you warmed up to us during this phone call? Because you were really mad in the beginning, weren't you?
When he called.
Did that carry through in my voice?
A little bit. It was the mom thing. I think your mom.
The 9 o'clock call and all to your mom.
She said some rude radio program probably called her, and did she know it was a radio show?
No.
Oh.
She described it as a person or two called asking about you and some Lego. I told them you didn't live here, and I
did you think it was the culprit calling to taunt you?
No, definitely not.
Like a serial killer taunting the police?
Some idiots from my childhood who happened to know where I lived, thinking I'll call here.
Nope. Hey, well, listen, I hope you find the answer to this, and I'm dying to know. If you find the answer to this, will you please call the podcast and let us know?
Sure.
I'd like to know the end of this story.
Stay in touch, Brian.
And you're blowing up all over the news, so I'm sure we'll see it if it's ever resolved.
Yeah, we'll probably call you if we don't call your mom first by accident.
Yeah. Well, good.
Does Brandon have your right number now?
Actually, I do.
Yeah, we got it.
That's the real story.
This is not my number.
Oh.
You think I'd go calling up people who are stalking me from my own phone?
Good point.
Whose number is this?
Is this a Google number?
It's one of Google's numbers.
I knew it.
I can hear us echoing back there.
I know. It's freaking me out. He's probably recording.
Yeah,
he's recording.
Shit,
I can fix that.
Well, well, how do we get in touch with you? If we put you on hold, can will you tell Brandon how to reach you? Because I want to know the conclusion of this story.
You can find me on my website.
Oh.
Oh, plug.
Okay. You want to plug, you
like
plug the website?
If you're looking at the photos.
Do you want to plug the website?
RZEN.net.
RZEN.net. And there's a whole story about this caper and what's going on.
Yeah.
And media coverage. So we might even pop up there. We can send you a link to our podcast.
You should do that. Yeah.
Will do. Well, good luck to you, man. It's an incredible story. I'm way more interested than I ever thought I would be.
Yeah. Weird, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Going to keep you up for a couple of nights. Not because they made off with so much money, but because someone was in your house while you were sleeping.
Yeah, that freaked me out.
Now all you want to do is find out who and how so that you can track them down.
And then there's a set that they're worth $7,000, the spreadsheets. I mean, there's just so many things now. But
layers. It's like an onion.
Yeah, hey, man. Thanks for all the information. Thanks for calling back, and sorry about your mom.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it.
Okay.
See you, Bri.
Good luck.
See you, man. Good luck.
Later.
Bye-bye. That is so cool that you developed that method of all things Lego. Bye. That's incredible.
These people.
I know.
They're talented.
There's so much.
Racist.
I can't even screw a light bulb in.
Who would benefit most from two buildings disappearing?
Ooh. Oh, I just started getting a clue.
Really?
Yeah, I'm totally getting a clue.
Oh. Oh, that's giving me a clue. Yeah, I've got a raging clue right now.
Mine's pointing to the left.
Oh, Frank, seriously? I have such a raging clue right now? I think we better follow it.
Okay, let's follow your raging clue.
All I can think of. That and then the other
I'm
thing.
I'm sorry, but what show? Is that American Dad?
South Park. And then
what is it?
It's South Park.
South Park. Oh, my God.
They're running every show, by the way, starting tomorrow, isn't it?
I think so.
The Comedy Central on every show.
And then all I can think of is when you kept mentioning the Lego community and him talking to him, that's all I can think of is this scene. And this is him in his basement. Oh, no, don't tell me the sound's too low.
I hear anything.
Hang on.
And Don's cranking it.
Good. We can finally start the big meeting. Donnie, Chuck.
Let's begin, shall we?
Shall we?
This is him having a meeting over his Legos.
The box contains over 217 bits and pieces of information. Evidence. Exhibit A photograph of the victims. My bike.
My Legos.
And me. Exhibit B another photograph.
What's missing from this picture? It's just me. Without my
Legos!
Bike.
Is this something you could share with the rest of us, Amazing Larry? Exhibit C, the horn I was picking up at Chuck's Bike-O-Rama when my bike was actually
Legos.
Stolen.
Like the horn's that loud.
Exhibit D, Jimmy.
What is this? Too late.
Chip.
Looks like a pen.
Exactly. I bought this pen 1 hour before my bike was stolen.
Why? What's the significance? I don't know.
He is reaching Pee-wee level with the maddening search for his Legos.
A scale model of the entire mall.
X marks the scene of the crime. These arrows here show the exact position of the sun and the hour of the crime.
Jupiter was aligned with Pluto. The moon was in the sun.
Please save your questions until I'm through, Chuck!
Well, when will that be? A long time we wait. We've been here for over 3 hours now, and I'm not sure if any of us can see what all this is supposed to mean.
Supposed to mean?
Supposed to mean?
I think everyone here knows what this is supposed to mean. And you've gone over something again and
again.
That
was E.G. Daily.
And again. Oh.
Yes.
And again. Like I have.
How do you know her?
Questions get answered.
From Valley Girl.
Bring up. The mind plays tricks on you. You play tricks back.
It's like you're unraveling.
I can totally see him having a meeting like this. Knitting.
Maz?
Yeah, Drew.
Is she the one that went with the asshole at the end?
Yes. No, she went during the. She slept with Valley Girl's boyfriend, the Tommy, the a-hole.
He knocked her up.
No, he didn't knock her up. Did he knock her up?
Yeah, didn't he knock her up? And the good guy took her for an abortion.
No, that was a different one.
What movie am I thinking of?
You're thinking of Ridgemont High.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah,
that's what you're thinking.
You're thinking of Jennifer Jason Leigh getting knocked up by the stereo salesman.
Wait. Okay, I gotta look up.
E.G. Daly, you got to see her her boobies.
Yeah, I remember that.
Boobies. 10.
I saw the movie. Wait, Valley Girl.
Valley Girl was great.
Valley Girl.
That was Nick Cage, one of his best.
They both were.
Wait, wasn't... Oh, what am I thinking? The Last American Virgin? Is that what I'm thinking of?
I don't know.
Hold on. I think I am.
E.G. Daly just got felt up and played around with by Tommy.
Okay, nobody got knocked up.
At the party. No one got knocked up there. Did someone get knocked up in that movie?
American Virgin plot.
For sure.
Wasn't this song a big hit?
Yeah, it was. It was.
What band was in that? What band played their prom? Wasn't that a band?
Valley Girl?
Yeah.
Oh.
Didn't they sing that song, Johnny, are you queer?
Yeah. I can't remember the band's name. I used to know that song.
Johnny.
It's a one-hit wonder.
Boy.
Okay, wait. Most plot involves numerous attempts to have sex, which is usually successful for Rick and David, but rarely for Gary. Early in the film, three boys pick up three girls in the promise of cocaine. Instead, they use sweet and low. They go over to Gary's house, where he gets stuck with the homely and overweight Millie, a friend of the other two more attractive girls. But their party is interrupted when Gary's parents turn home. Pandemonium ensues. Love triangle develops between Gary, Rick, and Karen, Diane Franklin. Karen's beautiful transfer student to the school, who's a virgin, that Rick is determined to deflower. One day, Gary delivers pizza to Carmela.
What are you reading about?
The Last American Virgin.
Oh.
A sexy Latina woman whose sailor boyfriend is never home. She tells him she wants more than just pizza. Being too afraid to follow up on it, he goes away and convinces his friends to go along with him. They drop by her home using the pretext they were nearby and decide to bring her over some extra pizzas. She lets him in, puts on music, performs a sexy dance routine. She promptly fornicates with Rick and David.
Fornicates.
But her boyfriend Paco returns home just as Gary's about to have his turn, prompting him to flee. Rick gets Karen pregnant after they have sex only once, thank you, and he leaves her. Gary decides to help Karen pay for the abortion by selling most of his possessions and borrowing money from his boss. After the abortion, Gary and Karen spend the remainder of the weekend alone together in Gary's grandmother's house. While nursing her back to health, Gary tells Karen that he sincerely loves her. Karen appears to reciprocate. They share a tender kiss. Karen invites Gary to her 18th birthday party the following week. Gary scrapes up a few more dollars and buys Karen a gold locket for her birthday. When Gary arrives at the party, his dreams of lasting romance are shattered when he sees Karen making out with Rick, the asshole that knocked her up.
Ooh.
Yes.
Who played her?
Let's see. Diane Franklin, whoever that is.
Never heard of her. By the way, Mike DeMone knocked up poor Stacy in Ridgemont High.
Yes,
I said Rick the stereo guy.
DeMone.
I meant Mike DeMone.
DeMone, the ticket guy.
Yeah,
he had tickets to everything.
Yeah, DeMone was the man.
Van Halen.
Yep, hey, Debbie. Isn't this great?
And he had a long list of receivables, too.
He did.
Gary angrily leaves the party without saying a word.
Forest Whitaker was in that movie.
Taking Karen's gift with him. Tears streaming down his face.
This is great iced tea.
Gary drives home alone, emotionally broken and defeated. That was a rough end to that movie. Jeez. I'm sad thinking about it.
But you mixed it up with Valley Girl.
I did.
E.G. Daly's boobies.
A tough mystery.
I think I'm going to get triggered.
Really?
Yeah, this is totally giving me a trigger right now.
Oh, I'm starting to get a trigger, too.
My trigger's kind of pointing this way.
Oh, yeah, now I've got a total trigger.
I've still got a raging trigger.
My trigger's pointing
over there now. Oh, let's follow that trigger.
You know what? You know why I think I got screwed up? Because both those movies have a lot of new wave music in them.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about American, the one you're talking about.
Yeah, it has Tommy Two Tone, Teen Angel, and Eyes, Do-Do-Do-Da-Da-Da-Da, Police, Whip It by Devo, Better Luck Next Time, Oingo Boingo.
Great music.
Since You're Gone by The Cars.
Oingo Boingo made a song. They were in Back to School.
Yes. Since You're Gone by The Cars, that's an awesome song. Let me play Since You're Gone on the way out, Brandon.
Since you've been gone.
Celebrate. God. I Will Follow by U2, isn't that?
Oh, great song.
God.
Let's play that one instead.
Any Beatles songs?
Oh, no, the Commodores, Open Arms, Keep on Loving You Just Once, That's the Way I Like It, Shake It Up by the Cars, Besame Mucho,
Shake It Up,
In the Flesh by Blondie, Zero Hour, the Plimsolls, no way.
Kasich's still married to that hot Porzakova. Here's the thing,
we started. The
is the song you wanted? Get this off. Snow.
This is what you said since you've been gone.
Either the Plimsoll 0 Hour Since You're Gone by the Cars. Get this off, please. No Kelly Clarkson on this podcast. God.
She was slim back in these days.
Do we have Plimsoll 0 Hour? Is that on YouTube, Brandon?
Sure.
Which one?
Plimsoll 0 Hour. I got some new wave.
Poor Kelly.
People will just go ape shit.
What's the name of the band?
Plimsolls.
I think they're the only thing not on YouTube.
What?
Just kidding.
I was going to be appalled.
YouTube is amazing.
There we go. All right, we're out. We made it 2 hours and 10 minutes.
I hope people can hear
starting
this.
Starting 8 hours late.
I hope this damn thing works.
I hope the echo didn't drive people nuts and listened all the way to the end.
See ya!
One last time, conduct your bills with the utmost maturity.